Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. Chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Here, I'm going to say hello, but then I've got to go real quick to something. So, Leslie, hi!
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
I am fabulous. Before we make any announcements, though, I have one person calling really quickly who needs to get a hold of you because she has a meeting. So I am going to let her through before we actually make any announcements. So and I know she's waiting because I got a lot of announcements. But I've got to tell you, Leslie, I'm at a place where they have Leslie's Journeys here. It's called, it's the coolest place. It's called Jeannie's Journeys, and it's about all outside. So when I was here, the big sign up is Jeannie's Journeys, and I'm thinking of you all the time, girlfriend. So I'm going to put Susan on. She needs to ask you something really quick. Then we'll go into announcements. So everybody please hold. Hey, Susan.
Hey, Bonnie. Hey, Leslie. Am I echoing it now?
Yeah.
No, you sound good, Susan. You sound good to me.
Oh, you know, I think my other computer, I'm on my laptop now. I think maybe my old computer is just not, the connection is just not doing well. So, okay, I'm going to make this quick because, Leslie, you know, I just value your opinion and your insight beyond because you're just, like, so gifted and talented. But I just have one question.
Hey, what happened to me? Hey, let's stop right here, girlfriend. I understand that you think she's wonderful, but you got me on the other line, too.
Hey, give me your opinion every single day. I'm going to ask Leslie. So,
okay.
Leslie. I am, like, totally bored and stuck, going through life. I am waiting for that big change in my life in work, career, movement forward. Please give me some information because I don't think I can get any more bored.
Okay. This sounds very familiar to me, Susan, for you. But as you were talking...
Yes, thank you.
I know, right? But I love you, Susan, for your persistence in wanting to know. But I want to go back because I feel like you do have a little bit more of this respite time before things get rocking and rolling. But you're only about maybe 3 weeks outside of that rocking and rolling, okay? I'm seeing things really picking up a lot of energy around June 20th career. You know, I know it's not going to really, it may not make this time go any faster or even make it any more, you know, pleasant, but there are some things that you're going to really be dealing with over the next couple of weeks that's outside of career. It hasn't started quite yet, but trust me when I tell you, you're going to kind of be glad that you don't have so much on your plate with in regards to career when this is going on. I don't feel like it's something bad, but I do feel like it's something that you're going to be playing catch up with in the next couple of weeks. It feels like it has to do with things around your home, and it also has to do with things that I feel like paperwork. So there's some things that are becoming up. It's synchronized this way so that you can clear these things up. You don't have to, you know, when the fall comes in, you're going to be extremely busy, and that you're not going to have to go back and kind of, you know, deal with these things then. The universe has this all lined up for you. I know it seems like, you know, nothing is going on, but there's actually a lot going on, and there's a form of protection around you through this particular juncture. There are so many people right now, Susan, that are really dealing with issues in their life. They're dealing with a lot of things that are being released right now. And a lot of the people that you're going to be networking with and that I see coming down the pike in regards to career, a lot of those people right now are finishing up their things. Okay, so part of the players are ready and the other part of the players are not, if that makes sense. So it's not just about you. I know it may seem like the universe is playing a cruel joke because you've had these stop and go moments. But really, in the bigger picture, though, there's some other things that are still lining up on the other end, okay? And this is the time where not just yourself, but a lot of other people are having to deal with these issues and things, a lot of it emotional, before they're ready for this new their new endeavors and this new chapter. So, you know, just think about that when you're having those moments of thinking, oh my God, you know, what are you guys doing? Like, I don't know if I can really stay in this space any longer. Just remember, it's in your best interest, and you're being somewhat protected. You know, it's like connecting yourself to these little individual whirlwinds that people are going through. And a couple of the people that you're going to really be working with, they have a lot of that spinning going on right now, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean?
Yes,
you got
I
me?
Do.
Wait a minute. You better not be telling her that it's because of me emotionally and spinning around that she's not getting anywhere, because I know what she's thinking.
Well,
I mean,
you're spinning all the time. I am used to your spinning.
Right. That's what I was about to say, Bonnie. You're not the little spinning tornadoes that I'm seeing. You're not one of them. So,
Thank you. You
know, like I said, we all are doing this to some degree, but you just don't want to be aligned with people that have this going at such a rate of speed that it would just throw you out of balance. You know what I mean? Your whirlwind, Bonnie, and what, you know, and even with me, we have all been able to kind of master that spinning motion in our lives.
Yeah.
And we're not getting motion sickness anymore from it. But there are some people that are still getting motion sickness.
Oh,
and you're ready to get off of it. You're not getting motion sickness. You're not getting anything. It's not giving you a thrill. So you're ready to get off. But, you know, like I said, be careful that you don't misunderstand that there's some people that you're going to be dealing with that you just don't want to, you want to wait until the coast is clear, okay? So it's a little bit of a protection mechanism for you, too, because you don't want to have to get so far and then you're just like, oh, my God, here I thought that these people that I'm dealing with, you know, these business connects, that they have done their work, too, because it's a vibrational alignment. And because you are having things in your life aligned, you're going to be partnered up with people that are also on that same frequency. So it just wouldn't be a match if they haven't done their work. You know what I mean? So
just hang in
there, girlfriend. Around June 20th, like I said, things will start kicking up a notch, and you'll really start seeing some of the people coming out of the woodwork that you're going to need to connect with. And then you know, things will just kind of kick out from there. And like I said, the fall is just, it's going to progressively just get busier and busier. But I don't feel it in terms of work and a burden. I feel it more in terms of, you know, what you're looking for, just to kind of keep it, you know, to keep the flow going and to keep yourself busy to a point of where, you know, like I said, it's not work, but it's just a part of who you are and keeping your energy moving, you know? So
yeah, part of that, it's like I just want to start having fun with my career.
Right.
I mean, it's like
exactly.
I want to do that, get that career, like doing things what I really enjoy doing and that, you know,
right.
Yahoo!
Right.
You know?
And, you know, I will tell you, it's no fun and, you know, when you are partnered with someone that is not at that juncture. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute, Leslie. You need to read. You need to tell her you're not talking about me because I know what she's thinking.
No.
I'm already at that juncture, girlfriend. Go ahead.
No,
go
honey.
Ahead.
You know, you're my party girl. Don't worry. We're not talking about
right.
you.
Okay.
No, Bonnie. No,
okay.
Because
it's not
we all, I mean, I think. No, you're actually a support being. You're not one of the ones that weaken the foundation. You're a support being. So, Bonnie, we need those support beings when we're going through these transitions. You know what I mean? And so vibrationally, the universe will keep us with one of those partners that help to support us through this transition. You know, so you can't be
the shaking. No, it's 1:11 on the clock.
Yeah.
Not like
oh,
weird,
God.
But
no, your clock is broken. Your clock is broken. It's always on 11:11. Thank you. Okay.
I know. It's like so weird. It's like, you know, I never look at the clock, and it's like all of a sudden something's said, and I look at the clock. My computer's 1:11. My table's 1:11.
Yep.
My clock's 1:11. And,
so
you know, that's
right.
Like, oh, geez, that's a confirmation.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
and my phone just beeped 1:11. So that's so funny you said that because I looked at my phone. I thought, why is my phone beeping? And you're right. So I needed to look at that as well. So, you know, absolutely, Susan, you're on the right track. Hang in there, girlfriend. Don't lose patience right before, you know, the wave comes because it's coming. And, you know, you'll be just very, very pleased to know that you're not a part of, you know, people releasing this stuff, you know. You're just allowing that stuff to clear out, and then you'll be on your way.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
thank you, Leslie. Thank you so much.
All right.
You're so
welcome,
Susan.
Well,
yeah,
Susan,
and rock
you.
The show, Leslie, rock the show.
She always
All right, thank
does.
You, Susan, so much. Thank you.
Bye, honey.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I had to mute her because then she's got too many good things coming, and I need some good things. I want the good things. I need the good things, too. So, but I do have to tell you, Leslie, before we get started, I want to start making my announcements. I just had to get Susan in because I know she had a worker coming, and I know that she wanted to talk to you, and all of us want to talk to you, Leslie. So, I had, you know, she's the alpha or I'm the alpha and she's the omega, whichever, because she'll yell at me if I say she's the omega. But that's okay. We can all talk to you. Anyway.
That's right. And I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay. I'm so happy. I'm happy. Well, first let me announce who you are and how to get a hold of you. Hi, everyone. We started the show with Susan and it with a bang, but this is Bonnie Albers on air, and if you don't know who I am, which I think you do because I've been on enough and I have a big mouth enough, I am the host of the Bonnie Albers on Air show, and you can reach me at Facebook. You can like my Facebook or ask, you know, to join my Facebook, and then you'll get all the updates for the show. You can also go into Blog Talk. And you can like the show, and you'll get the updates. I am a nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant. I'm a counselor, and I'm a therapist. I deal in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues. And the biggest thing that I like to rock, Leslie, and I know you know that, is the psychic medium. So I do use all those gifts to give advice or to talk to you. And that's what I love about my job. So, and we have a great co-host. She's on every Thursday. I love her. And her name is Leslie Journey. And Leslie, tell everybody how to get a hold of you and what you can offer them.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Bonnie. Yes, you definitely can get a hold of me via email. That's probably the quickest, fastest, and easiest way. And you can email me at Leslie, L-E-S-L-I, the number 4, self, S-E-L-F, at gmail.com. I also have another email address, Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, Journey, J-O-U-R-N-E-Y, and that's at hotmail.com. You can email me at either one of those email addresses. I also have a website, which is Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, Soul Journey, S-O-U-L-J-O-U-R-N-E-Y, and that's at wordpress.com. Some people told me that they were having a little trouble getting to my website, so definitely if you're having trouble with that, just hit me up on email and I can direct you from there. Or we can just talk and you don't have to go there. I am going to be doing some construction on the website coming up here. I've been so busy and I haven't had a chance to update my my weekly affirmations and things, and I try and keep that updated so that people can go there and kind of follow to, you know, keep healthy mind, body, and spirit. So I have something on there for a little bit of both, or, you know, of all of those things. And I also just would like to say I am in the beginning stages of a new radio show, the Leslie Woo! Soldier Show. Yes, that will be starting hopefully here up and running the first week in June. I'm thinking about the first Sunday in June. Actually, well, it will be the second Sunday in June. And definitely want to encourage listeners to come and definitely, you can give feedback. I will be doing many readings the second hour of the show, and each week there will be a different topic, some things that are kind of personal to my heart, and as they come up, I would just like to share with, you know, some of my listeners and callers that would come to the show. I'm excited about that, so Woo! Definitely look out for that. I am on Facebook, Leslie Journey, so you can hit me up on Facebook. I haven't been in there lately. Like I said, I've had a lot of things going on, but email's probably the best place to contact me because I do periodically, you know, go in there throughout the day, and also I get a lot of alerts and notifications when I have messages there. So that's always a good thing. And when you contact me, you may want to contact me for psychic medium questions, or I do also do spiritual coaching. If you're local, I do angel parties, and you can call for details on that. But when you call and you would, yes, ma'am?
Well, I'm an angel, so if you go to a party, you can just call my name and I'll go with you.
Well, I definitely want it to be that way, Bonnie. I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, are you kidding me? I wouldn't have it any other way, girl. So, you know, I definitely... Yeah, I want to put that out there. I love to do the parties, you know, but I'm also, private readings is also a passion of mine. So if you would like to, you know, have a private reading, an hour or 30 minutes, please hit me up on email and we can talk about it and definitely get you scheduled. I have, for anyone today that is calling into the show or would like to get a reading with me, I'm offering $25 off today. So for hour readings, and also $15 off half-hour readings. So hit me up, and that is just a special for today. So I would love. Yes, absolutely. So I give all, you know, it's you know what, Bonnie, it's so, I'm so very thankful at this point in my life to be able to be of service to others this way. You know,
yes.
So many times, when we're going through things in our life and we don't, you know, sometimes you wonder, you go, you know, who can I help? Who can I share this with? Who needs to hear this? And, you know, when I do readings, you know, I learn a lot off of my readings too. When I give other people readings, I get information all the time and I go, oh, my God, you know, that was something for me as well. And, but to be able to be a channel for love and peace for people through my readings is really a passion of mine. And I feel now more than ever with so many things going on in the world and so many people releasing old things, old patterns, you know, sometimes it can leave you a little numb. It can leave you a little destabilized. You know, you're not very stable in this energy if you don't have that light kind of thing over here, over here. And so, you know, I'm thankful that God uses me in the way of shining that light so that you can see that you're on the path that is in your highest and greatest good. And that is what I give. Yeah, I give that in my readings because, you know, we all hit that point of, you know, oh, my God, it's, you know, I can't really see this clearly because I'm in the middle of it. You know, I go through that, too. I'm a reader, but at times I need, you know, some additional help or guidance through just those brief moments of not being able to see so far ahead of me. So,
Well, you know, we all do. I don't think you, anybody, like I'll say I can read myself and I really can. It's really emotionally feeling, but you really can't. And sometimes just like Susan, like I will talk to you or you talk to everybody or you talk to me or Susan, it's really something that I really believe that if you say that you're a light worker and you can read yourself all the time, I really think that you're not reading yourself all the time. So we count on each other and we count on people like you, people like Susan, people like me, people like Kelly, all kinds, to help us because we are also having a human experience, even if we are psychic, mediumistic, and clair.
We are, Bonnie. And you know what? I always tell people, too, that, you know, your answers are already within you. They are there. Yes. You know, you have the answers within you. You don't have to look outside of yourself. So please don't misunderstand when I say this, that you have to go to someone to find the answers. But what is very helpful and what is just a plus all the way around is when, you know, you get to those moments where you go, you know, I know this. It feels right. It feels good in my gut. But, you know, I've been mulling with this so long. It's been in my head so long that it's just not coming out clear. So usually what you do when you, you know, go to someone that, you know, that you trust with this level of information, then, you know, they can give you the confirmation that you already know. And that's a role that I play a lot. You know, I tell people we're all intuitive. We all have gifts. We all can share, you know, what we're getting with each other. You know, we can. Okay. And it doesn't mean that I'm better or anyone else is better. You know, we all get these things. And so sometimes it's just very important that you can get that extra confirmation and say, you know what? Thank you for that because I was feeling that, but when you said it, it just confirmed it. Because here's this other person kind of saying yes. And if it's a person that comes from a place of truth and integrity, you know, then, yeah, it's solid. You know what I mean? And you feel good about it, and you feel good about your choices. So, you know, the answers are always there. Yeah, the answers are always there. So, yeah, but it takes a while to trust, you know. It takes a while.
And sometimes we don't – another thing is – I know with a lot of light workers, including myself, not myself, but I will put myself in there anyway. You know, sometimes you double guess yourself. Oh, yes, I do. You know, guess ourselves. Yes. And you say, wow, I know this is what my guides are telling me, but, you know, no, it can't be. I have to look for a different answer. So a lot of times you're right. It's inside of us, but it's not something we want to look or face or hear. And other people that we trust, like you said, will be throwing it right in our face. So I so love this, and that's why I love my community. I love all the light workers out there. And another thing, and this is actually a good point to say it, please, everybody, be kind to each other. Please know that everybody has a gift. Everybody's gift is different. Not every light worker, medium, you see them on my show. You'll see them on Leslie's. Not everyone brings spirit the same way. They have all different ways from crystal bowl and sounding to spirit mediums, including myself, that I don't read the same way as Ronald Reeder does, who's going to be back on the show. Leslie does. We all have different ways of hearing, seeing, smelling, and getting messages. And that's why I want everybody to please be kind to each other. I really believe that we're all here to help. And if we aren't, that's not our job to tell people. But it's our job to mind after our own garden and make sure that what you're giving and what you're doing is of love and light. So please, everybody, love each other, be kind, be sweet, and know that when somebody is hurting, they lash out, give them help instead of, a gruff shoulder. And you'll see amazing things happen to you in your life. So now that I've talked, you know, I want to be fun. I gotta be fun, girlfriend. But that was a message. That is a message I had to give, and I've been giving it through my shows. It's really important that you all love each other, that we love each other as a group. And so I want to tell.
And I don't think, you know, Bonnie, I don't think people realize, you know, when you put that light out into the world, when you shed that kindness on others, you know, it really is, you know, it's spiritual law that it will come back to you.
Yeah.
But when you don't do that, when you sour, when you try and sour the bunch, because it's, you know, in this energy, one sour apple is not going to spoil the bunch. You know, we've been used to saying that.
Yes.
And I think the tables have turned on this planet with light. And I think, you know, the light is anchored in. It's just a matter if you're going to keep yourself plugged into that light on the planet. It's there. It's available.
And, honey, you know, I'm plugged in, baby. I'm plugged in.
Yeah,
so.
That's it. You have to plug yourself into that light because there are a lot of things you can plug into on this planet. So you want to make sure you're plugged into the right thing. And then once you plug in, it just is. It's a channel for love. It's a channel for peace. And you become that channel, and you put that out there. So, you know, to everyone out there listening, you know, make sure you're putting out positive energy, because if you're not, it definitely will catch up with you. You know, this is about not about anyone else. It's definitely about your own spiritual lessons. So you just want to make sure you're on the, you know, the receiving end of positive energy, and you're also on the giving end as well. So
absolutely. And, honey, I've got so many people on the board, but I do want to tell you that for you, and I'm so happy, and everybody, I'm getting right to you. Just to let you know, and I want to tell you, Saturday we were supposed to have Mark Anthony come in. I love him. He's a light soul on this earth. He wrote the book, Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. He's a lawyer. He's under the psychic lawyer. He is rescheduled.
Okay.
Something came up, and I'm really disappointed. I know a lot of you are. So I took the Saturday show off, but he is, and his secretaries have given me another date. It is in September because with my schedule and his schedule, it just didn't work out that way. But I love Mark, and he is always welcome on my show. But we do have a new date for him, and it's Saturday, September, I think it's 13th. Which I'm going to rock because I love him. And please, everybody, you know, please join me then. I'm disappointed, and I know he is also. So the two other announcements I want to make before we start taking callers is on Monday, and this is cool, Leslie. On Monday we have her name is Tammy and Jones, and she works with a company, big metaphysical company. I'm not allowed to tell you who it's with, but she will be here doing, telling you about herself and how she got involved in this, and she will also be taking callers. And then Tuesday, I don't know if you were with me, Leslie, when I had this guy, but he is the coolest of cool. His name is Charlie Takaya. He works with all kinds of government agencies finding things because he's a seer.
Wow.
And he
wow.
is... Yeah, he comes Tuesday at 2 o'clock. Monday, we've got Tammy coming at 1. But every time that Charlie jumps in, he just jumps in, he rocks the crowd. So please join us and call in, Leslie. He had all kinds of info on the plane that went down. I know he's not going to talk about it. It's still under investigation. But I know he was called about that. He is really, really a good guy, and you will all like him. So to let you know, that next week rocks, as well as my co-hosts, which are Leslie Journey, who's going to be on every Thursday, even though she has her own show on Sundays. Right, Leslie?
Yes, I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah, we all want to support Leslie. I know that she is going to have umpteen people at her show, including all of us, and we can't wait for her to rock that. So I'm going to start.
Yeah, I think it's going to be two, Bonnie. Let me just say real quick. I think I'm looking at 3 p.m. Eastern time, just so everyone out there knows. I don't want it to be, you know, too early because a lot of people, you know, go to church on Sunday and definitely want you all to get your message there if that's what you do on Sunday. But I think 3 until – possibly 5 is what I'm looking at. So just so, you know, giving all of the listeners out there an approximate time, I will be on your show, I think, again, before the actual show on Sunday. So I'll probably make the announcement again before the actual show. So if there are any listeners out there and they forget about it, you know, definitely I will you know, when I'm on next Thursday, we'll make that announcement, and hopefully things will be more, you know, written in stone with that as far as what day, you know, what time frame. So
I
just wanted to put that out there.
Well, you know what? You know, I will be there. I support you. I always will. You're a fabulous.
Thank
you're one
you,
of the
Bonnie.
only You're one of the only readers, and I'm telling you it's rare, everyone, to have times and dates. Now, remember, Susan was the alpha this week. I'm going to be your omega, but we've got a million people that want to talk to you, Leslie, and I'm going to start because one lady, I think she's been waiting over an hour, or I think this number.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, so we will pick up the conversation because I love talking to you. You're a sweet, wonderful soul. You have been blessed with such talent and such wonderful gifts that
Thank you, Bonnie.
You're not going to love me too much because I'm going to go in your little brain one day and just pick them all out. No, I promise I won't. I'll let you have. But here, I am going to take 814. You are on with Bonnie and Leslie. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Who am I? You
Hi,
are so
814?
Yes.
Hi.
Who are we talking
to? Hi, this is Amy.
Amy.
Hi, Amy.
I'll send you over, right over to Leslie. Go ahead, Leslie. You know, you don't even need me to do this, but go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, hi, Leslie.
Hi, Amy. What can I do for you, sweetheart?
Well, I'm calling from Pennsylvania. And
okay.
My question is, I know I spoke with you some time back, and I called you about a job, which you were completely right. I asked you if you thought I would get this job, and you said you didn't think this was the one and that you didn't think I would get it, which I didn't. Do you see anything else coming up for me in the future or when something will come up for me?
Yes, ma'am, I do. And thank you so much for that confirmation, Amy. You know, as disappointed as I am about you not getting the job, you're right. I do remember this call, and, you know, that was definitely the feeling I was getting. But on the upswing of that, I saw you definitely getting a new position very soon. I do feel like before the summer is over, like I'm looking at pretty soon that the opportunity will present itself. But what the problem and what the delay will be is that there's going to still be some finalizing about the position, okay? I also feel like, you know, and if I recall, it's very difficult to go back to past readings, but I do remember saying something about not giving up or not, you know, to the point where you still keep striving for something on a higher level. You know what I mean? Because you're ready for the next level. I don't want to put you back in that comfortable position of not challenging yourself because I see you at such a high rank. Like, I see you at a higher level, but you can't, even though this position wasn't the right one for you, there is one that is actually in focus for me, for you. I mean, where I can actually see this. I feel like there's going to be a possible around, now, at first I was thinking June, but I just feel like it's not as solid in June, and July feels a lot better to me around this, okay? It's going to take, from the time that you find out about this new position that's available that you are going to be a good fit for, because I don't see it like being three strikes. As a matter of fact, I see one strike and then success. You got me? So it's not like you have to go through a line of rejections or you have to continue this process. The next thing that comes out of the gate that you kind of get that nudge or that feel to go after, I want you to do it because it feels good. I feel like July is more solid around that. And when you do this, from the time that you go through the process of applying to the time that you actually start the position, is there's going to be a more than usual bigger gap, okay? Normally, you know, when you go for a job, you go through the interview process, and then you, you know, they'll say, well, when can you start? And use this within 2 weeks or within a week or something like that. But I feel like from the time that they say, yes, you are what is needed for this position, there's going to be a bigger gap, okay? So, but you'll feel good in that gap because you'll know you have it and you'll know what's coming, but you just have to be patient. You got me? Because
yes.
I don't know if this new position will just be created or it's a position that will be created and additional duties will be added on. And they haven't fully put that into a package. You know what I mean? They haven't fully, you know, did all the fine details. But before the details are in place, they're going to be looking for the candidate for this position. And you're the one, okay? So hang in there. July's more of a solid month around that. Also in June, I feel like you have some things that, like around the 7th and 8th, I want to put you, you're going to need to help someone around the 7th and 8th of June, okay? I feel like it's a family member. I don't know if this is a child because they feel considerably younger than you, but I don't know if it actually would be your child. Like you might be helping someone else's child do something. Because there's a connection there, but I don't feel like maternal, but I feel like it's a younger person. All right, just look out for that around the June 7th and 8th, okay?
Okay.
And it'll keep – it's like you're going to be sharing knowledge with this younger person. Something that you've already conquered and kind of went through in your life, I feel like you're going to need to be some type of support system for this young person, just sharing your experience. It's going to fit like a shoe, and you're going to understand it. But it's almost showing you – where you are in preparation for this next step. You know, sometimes we've questioned whether we're ready for the next step, and it's only until we see where we've mastered that then we are okay with moving forward to the next step. So I think this situation is going to give you that last bit of confidence and boost you need to go out for this next thing. Okay?
Okay.
I love that. And I think that she's helped you a great deal, don't you think?
Yes, you have considerably.
I feel really good about things with you. And, you know, I'm so thankful that you called in to get the second piece because, you know, it's very difficult when you're on the air because you're giving bits and pieces. And like you said, you know, I told you wouldn't get the job, but it's like, okay, what now? You know what I mean? So I'm thankful that I could give you the part two of that. If you would like something definitely more extensive in a reading, you know, definitely contact me via email. You know, I gave out the email address. You're welcome to do that. Today I'm running a special. I think you're good today, but, you know, in the future, if you feel like you're only getting the bits and pieces, you know, probably a half hour or an hour reading would probably be good to kind of, you know what I mean, to kind of put everything together. So, but I'm so thankful, Amy, that you called in today, and I wish you luck, sweetheart, and I know everything's going to work out for you.
Thank you,
okay,
Amy.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
You're so welcome.
Bye-bye. You know what? I love this kind of caller because I do want to tell everybody this gives you the whole idea of why we do readings. Susan, too.
Yes.
Me, too. We do readings because we can only give you a certain amount. We're asking you, we're pulling out from the universe. And if you want to do a one-on-one reading with Leslie, man, can you imagine all the information that you'll get? So please, if you do want to continue the reading with Leslie, with me, if I pull spirit, I don't remember what I said to you, so it would be a whole new reading. But Leslie is absolutely the one that, you know, if you're going to want and you hear what she's saying and you want more, please contact her. I am going to
Leslie Journey. Yeah,
Leslie Journey
at hotmail.com. Yes, ma'am.
Well, honey, you are a hot girl, so I can remember that. You're at hotmail.com for the hotness that you are. I'm taking the next caller, 267.
Yeah.
You are hot with Hot Leslie. Hey, who are we talking to? Hi.
Hi,
hello?
267.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Jennifer. I'm here with my brother. You actually read me briefly before.
Hi, Jennifer. I guess a blanket hello.
Question. Is there any message from Spirit for my brother and I? My mom passed 4 months ago. My grandmom just passed a couple days ago.
Oh, wow. I definitely, I am so sorry to hear that. Definitely my condolences go out to you and your family. I do have a message for your brother, and this is not a mediumship message because, you know, definitely on the air, this would not be, for me, a comfortable zone for me to bring through a loved one because I don't want to be in a rush when I'm doing this, okay? Sometimes those mediumship types of readings take a little bit longer, and you don't want to rush. You know, you guys are still in the grieving process, so that's just not a healthy way to do it. But I do have a brief message for your brother. You know, he's really – I understand things have been challenging lately, but I need him to, his perspective on life needs to change. He's at a very, very big crossroads right now. And I understand that, you know, it's difficult when you don't have, when we're talking spirituality and when you're really asking those deep questions in life as to why, you know, why these things happen, you know, what could possibly positive come out of this. He's at a very, very critical stage right now where he needs to, it would be very beneficial if his perception or his perspective, should I say, on life takes a couple of degrees of a turn, all right? It's very difficult to do that when you're in the process of grief, but it is possible, okay? And I feel like I need to align him with people that are more in his highest and greatest good. There's a lot of people that I see around him that are not very positive, and they're giving him a perspective of life of the cup being half empty instead of half full, all right? This is an important stage of his life, and it's going to give him an opportunity of having a very different life now versus what he's had in the past. But the 80% of it starts with his perspective on life, all right? And I want to encourage him to really start pulling himself back from a few of those negative Nellies in his life and plugging himself in with people that see the cup as half full, all right? It's time. It's really time. And, you know, I tell people this. In life, you know, everything has a cycle and a season. You know, there's a season to grieve. There's a season to live and not grieve. There's a season and cycle for everything, which is going to actually be one of my topics on the show. But when you're way past your season in certain areas, it can create, a ripple effect of things. I'm not talking about your current grieving season that you all are in, you know, losing your grandmother. That's definitely, it's going to take a while to get through that. But what I'm talking more about is when you're not allowing the universe to bring in that positive perspective so that everything on that perspective changes your life. So if you're bringing in a lot of negative energy, if you're bringing in a lot of negative ways of looking at life, then there's going to be a ripple effect of that also. But what makes these moments of grief and you know, when things emotionally are difficult is when you can just grasp for that small grain or that small morsel of a positive, you know, perspective, it will get you through a lot easier. And also when you're not having that, you know, the opinion of others around you really chiming in with the negative part of it, it really makes a difference in how you come out of this. Does this make any sense? Because I just feel like I emotionally – go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sweetheart.
Can you at all identify who these people are that are affecting him this way?
Well, you know what? I'm gonna say this.
Hey, Leslie.
It's kind of yes,
Leslie,
ma'am.
I've got some people here with me. So when you're done, I do have some people here that I want to talk
great,
to. Her.
Great.
Yeah. So
great,
I
great. That's
yeah,
good, buddy. But I need to.
Go ahead. Go ahead, because I'm not going to address him. So go ahead.
Okay. Good. That's why. Okay. So. Just like we said in the beginning, I don't know if you listened to us at the beginning of the show, a lot of times you already know. Your gut is telling you. And I feel like he knows the people that are not in his highest and greatest good. It's about trusting yourself. When you're around someone that lifts you up, you know how you feel, versus when you're around someone that drains you and they bring you down. It's just a matter of having an awareness. Now, you may not be aware of it in the moment, but later it's an afterthought of, you know, okay, well, you know, they weren't someone that I probably want to call when I'm at my lowest point. You know what I mean? So you begin to identify the ones that are plugged into the light versus the ones that haven't mastered that yet, okay? Because we all have those moments in our life when we're not, you know, we might not be very positive, and that's why we have that support system. You know what I mean? So I feel like your brother knows who these people are. I don't have names, and I wouldn't, even if I had them, I wouldn't give those names. But they're just saying they're people that he interacts with more so than he should not. So it could be a close friend. It could even be relative, okay? But I don't have to give an identification for him to know when there's positive messages versus negative. You understand? He needs to trust his gut on this. And the whole point of it is not about these other people. It's about him changing his own perspective, okay? Whatever that may be, or however he channels that positive message to himself or plugs himself into people that are more positive, that's where his answers are. That's where, you know, I really feel like he will be on an upswing versus, you know, keep going into this pit of not being able to emotionally lift himself out of. So, yes. You know, pretty much that's the piece, because I want Bonnie to give her piece of the message, and now I see why they didn't come to me, because I really needed to say that. He's at a very big spiritual crossroads. You know, we all have these choices. And, you know, when you're at that crossroad and you have those choices of, okay, I can look at it this way and I can say, you know, the universe is always in divine, you know, everything's always in divine timing. Everything's always as it should be. That's a more of a positive perspective instead of saying, you know, oh, my God, the world's going to, you know, wear in a handbasket. You know what I mean? Because in a sense, it may be very easy to gain that perspective, because there's a lot going on in the universe right now. But if you look at it, though, in terms of sometimes things have to be shaken up and removed in order to be healed and uplifted, then you're grasping on a very different perspective. It's not like it's going to you know where. It's like it's in the process of transformation. You got me? So just that brief couple of degrees of a shift in his perspective will make a tremendous outcome of the ripple effect of things that happen in his life when things are not at their brightest moment. All right?
Yeah. And I've got to tell you something. I love that Leslie touched on that nose, because I think there's only got to be a conversation, and I think he already knows. I think he has really aligned himself because of him hurting in his life and hurting with this, with what's going on. And that's, and he's blaming himself for things he shouldn't. I mean, maybe in childhood, maybe something else, but he's blaming himself. And the more hurt he is, and that he can, you know, he can do not great things, the more he feels worse about himself, and he thinks, okay, well, I deserve it. And so I think, you know, when Leslie says, I think he already knows and has already aligned himself and already doing that to hurt himself. So I think if you do have that conversation, and I know he's listening, or if he's listening, that he already knows who they were. We don't have to give names or even tell him, because he already is thinking, that's what's going on.
And I do see
I've got spirit around me here. I do have symbols, and they're your symbols, but one of the things I was being told, and it is that you and your brother were actually put here together, that you're here, you should be relying on each other, and that's what they're watching. How you handle things between you and your brother, or how the rest of your life should be dealt with. You both have to be in accordance with each other and help each other through these bad times, because you have a contract with him and he has a contract with you coming down here. I don't really always think that you know that. I think that you maybe haven't always been as close as you've wanted to, but what they're showing to me is these deaths, or really lives, because, you know, when they die here at their body, or physically die, because they don't die, spirit, that's their birthday. So even though I know you're hurting and your brother's hurting, this is a time to pull together and to make it work and not make it not work. And that's what they're telling me, that you both were given the opportunity together to make this hurt and this, you know, grief pass. But you both have to do it together. And you need to help him through what he's going through. And even though I think you're more of the silent type and you take in your grief and pain, he needs to help you with that. The other things that I'm being shown is that for some reason they are showing me yellow, like a daisy, sunflower. I don't know why, if your mom liked the color yellow or the flowers are yellow, or maybe it's showing me, you know, a yellow sunflower is something that we all use in metaphysics. It kind of is one of our symbols. I don't know why, but it is. So she's showing me and giving me a whole lot of yellow flowers for you. And again, that's your symbol. I can't really understand it, because I don't know if you like yellow flowers or that your mom liked them, or maybe you had them in the garden. She's also showing me a small car. So I don't know if she gave you a car or she left a car, but it's a small compact car. and I see her standing at it, and she kind of, maybe the car was given to you, maybe either as a teenager or when she died, but somewhere there is a car she's showing me, and she said that she left you so the two of you can move on. And what she's showing me is, I don't know if she had gray hair or blonde hair, because what I see is a woman with kind of small, well, she's taller, but probably taller than me. She's slim, and she's wearing capris, and I'm going to say they're white capris, and she has light hair. So I don't know if that is somebody that you recognize, but and then she's showing me money falling out of her hands. So again, if they left you money, or she left you money, or you got money from her death, or what she's saying. You know, she's spilling out money from her hands. And then I have another symbol that says you're tied together with your brother here. You came here for a reason with him, and you've got to solve the issues together. And that's what they're showing me. And they both love you. They're sending love and light your way. I see hearts and kisses. Oh my goodness, they're with me here. I see they're showing, now they're throwing red roses at you, and they're saying that they love you. They are around you. I'm hearing you know that. And you've just got to work out. There are some things they're saying that you haven't worked out yet, and maybe with their death, a house, something they've left you. But they say that both you and your brother need to stop and come together and create this life. Even though it won't be together forever, you've got to help solve each other's issues when it comes to this grief. And that's what they're watching. So does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. I don't understand the car and the imagery, but, yeah, that makes sense.
Well, write down the imagery because you will. Because I can't tell you what that car is. I don't know if she had a little compact car. What did your mom drive?
She had a Mercedes.
Okay, is that a little compact car?
Nope. Neither of us have compact cars, so I don't know where that's coming from. I need a new car, but I don't think I'm buying a compact.
Well, do you know what I mean by a compact car?
No.
It's not a huge, like, SUV or big car. So when I say compact car, it's just a car. It's a regular car.
Well, she did. I mean, I was left with a Mercedes, and I did get money. I got good money for it.
Yeah.
But I don't understand the yellow flowers because,
well,
let's go back to
the car, because when she showed me the car and she showed me money falling out of her hand, so you know that you sold her Mercedes and you got a lot of money for it. So there's your symbolized there. She was showing me that. Now, the yellow flowers you're going to have to write down because she is giving me a bunch of yellow flowers, and I don't know whether, like I said, if they're sunflowers or daisies, I can't see. I can't really – she's just handing them over. So I don't know, you know, again, sunflowers means metaphysical. It's our flower of metaphysics. So I don't know if she's saying that you have gifts or that you will have gifts, or that she maybe, if you look through her house or you've looked at her at one time, had a lot of yellow flowers, but she is showing them to me. So she loves you. They love you. They are with you. They're watching how you and your brother handle this. They know that you're sad. They know that your brother's kind of lashing out about it. He's not happy and within himself. And you're really there to help him, even though I feel like they're showing me that you really sometimes don't want to. So I hope that we've kind of helped you. Grief is not a great thing. It's one we all go through. I always say, as a human, and we have bodies, everybody goes through grief. I used to say when my dad died and everybody like yelled at me, I used to say, welcome to the Dead Fathers Club. We all belong at one time. The thing is, your dad's never going to live, or your mom's never going to live, or your grandmother's never going to live in this body. They don't die, but their body goes on this earth plane. And so all of us will be a part of that team, unfortunately. And it used to make me feel better, but it made everybody else feel worse. So, again, it's how you handle grief. I don't handle it well. I didn't ever handle it well. But until I really started rocking and rolling with why I have grief and what am I grieving about, here's a book by Mark Anthony. He would have been on the show on Saturday, and it's a fabulous book. It's called Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the other side. And he's a lawyer. He wrote the book, and it really changed my life. So if you, it's really cheap. It's not expensive. You can get it on Amazon.com. But it will actually help you understand the grief process, why we feel it, and why, if you think about it, we are grieving a dead body. We're not grieving a soul. So just, you know, kind of remember that. But I am going to move to the next caller, so I hope you're okay.
All right.
And please call us back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You're
all
welcome.
Right, we
hey. All right. I'm going to take the next caller, and this is Rosemarie.
Yay,
Rosemarie, you're on with Leslie.
Hi, how are you?
Rosemarie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What can I do for you today, Rosemarie?
Whatever you can pick up about a relationship or job-wise, whatever you can pick up that's coming in pretty soon for me.
Okay, you broke up just a little bit. So you wanted, let me repeat this back. So you wanted to know if there was a relationship coming or there's already one you have. Is that what?
One I'm interested in. We're friends. If it's coming in or we're going to communicate a little bit better very soon or whatever you can pick up.
I got you. Okay, so
we've been
there
friends
is
for a long time.
Gotcha. All right. Okay, Rosemarie. What I'm seeing around this person is I'm definitely seeing three hearts, okay? And they have it around this person's head. And these three hearts don't represent three different people. The hearts represent levels, okay? And this to me, and it's very interesting. I don't know why they're doing it this way because when people are lined up on multiple levels, I see something usually a little bit different, okay? So these hearts, I do clairsentially know that they're telling me that you guys are aligned on three different levels, okay? So that to me means the physical, the mental, emotional, and also the spiritual end of things, okay? This is a good sign. This is a good sign. But the reason why it's not lined up the way I normally see it is because there's still some things that are not completely ready to connect just yet, all right? This person has some things that they're finishing up in their lives, some things that they're really putting some balance to, okay? Because things have been out of balance for a while for this person, all right? And they're just starting to put those things into focus and into balance, which is good for you all. It's a good thing that you've been able to kind of maintain a friendship because I feel like in and out, like I want to go in and out. So there must have been some type of miscommunication as in an argument, but where you guys are, you go to, from a period of being close and then you're not in each other's lives and close and then you're not, all right? So what I'm more seeing now is that you're more on the cusp of you all staying in each other's lives as support. But you have to allow this person to do what they need to do in their life to clear some of this up and to get this balance continuously going, okay? Because they'll do it for a while and then things get off kilter. So, but I do feel like there's going to be a steady level of balance coming through around September, and it'll definitely be a good opportunity for you all to take your friendship to the next level. In the meantime, it's going to be important that you be understanding that you kind of sometimes your what's going to be needed is you kind of standing in the wings back a little bit and not so close up because you don't want to put yourself in a position where this person is not getting what they need to. In other words, sometimes I call that enabling. But because you all are so close, it would be very easy for you to do that with this person, okay? So you kind of will gauge when you kind of have to step back a little bit and let them do this on their own. I do feel like, though, they're going to ask your opinion about something coming up around the middle of June. And it's in your best interest if you do tell them what you feel, but don't be insulted if what you tell them, they turn around and do something different, okay? That's a huge message I'm getting. It doesn't mean that they don't trust what you're saying or it doesn't mean that they're just purposely not wanting to do what you said, but, you know, we all have free will choice. That free will choice that they make that decision and choice around that time is going to open to a whole nother set of lessons and experiences because they're going to do that, all right? This is important, though. It may seem like, oh, my God, you know, I told you don't turn left and you turn left and look what happened. they need to do this. So remember, I told you this, okay? All right?
Okay. Oh, okay. I love
the
that.
The other thing is, once September comes in, and, you know, I feel like all of this will be blown over, all of that, what I see, you know, you saying, it's like a friend, you know, asking you advice, and you tell them, and they turn around and do something totally different. We all do that at some point. We go, you know what? I'm going to do what I want to do because we got free will, and what you're saying, I don't want to listen to. That's okay. But when all of that blows over, when they really see where they should have, you know, maybe stayed on the right side instead of the left side, then you're going to be able to share and kind of be on the same page with communication. That means that you all will, it's going to change things where there's a little bit more trust there, okay? There's a little bit more of an understanding, and that's what you all need. There's some issues and some things that have come up about trust, and I feel like this particular lesson that I see hanging in the wind is going to change that in a positive way, all right? So just make sure that you're paying attention to when you should fall back versus when you should give that information. You know what I mean? That advice. Because I don't feel like it's a bad thing when you give it, but you're going to have to know when to give it and let it go. You got me?
Right.
Okay, because they're going to need you. I mean, you guys are, I mean, you have a connection. You really do. Those three hearts are very significant because they're solid. They're solid hearts. But I usually see a different lineup when you guys are meeting, and that it just means that, you know, as part of this person's elevation or evolving, there's still some things that are not quite in place so that I can see the other lineup that I usually see, all right? But the potential's there. The hearts are solid. That means there's a real, you know, deep love there between you both.
Got you. Only problem is I'm supposed to go back to the U.S. next week. I won't be in town the middle of June. So I don't know how that's going to happen.
Well, you guys talk on the phone. I mean, this doesn't have to take place in person.
Most likely this is equivalent
to someone having – okay, listen. What I'm feeling mid-June, we have a ways off for that, you know, and, you know, no, and I tell people, you know, I don't have to be 100% on this, but I'm really feeling strong about this.
You're great,
Leslie.
If you were feeling it, I'd be taking it.
Yeah, well, mid-June, I just feel like you're going to have to be of some type of support system or help with this person. They're going to ask your advice about something. Now, whether they do it in a letter, whether they do it on a phone, I don't know. And if you're going to be traveling, then probably you won't be in person. It doesn't mean that they won't ask you the question. And the message for you is when you're approached with the question, give it and walk away. Don't wait and see if they do what you said that you told them to do. You understand what I'm saying? That's your message. It's not about if you guys are in person or, you know, this is more about, you know, you're allowing someone to go through a spiritual evolution, and because you may have the answers and you may be able to give, you know, a higher perspective or a good advice about this, they have free will, and I feel like they're going to make a different, they're going to choose different than what you suggest. So that's the message. It's not to take it personal. And then from that, I still see a union with you all around September. There's a big possibility of that. So that is the message that I have to share about that today.
Well, perfect. Rose Maria, I hope that you love that answer, because let me tell you something, that was a spot-on answer, and I so resonated with it that I almost was going to say for you, yeah, okay, but I didn't. So just write it down, girlfriend, and know that Leslie is a great reader, and that she saw that for you is pretty good, because I will tell you, there are very few people who actually take people's advice anyway. You can tell them something, and they really do what they want. So don't get insulted.
Yeah.
I know I've read for you before. Don't get insulted. Don't walk away and say, well, he doesn't listen to me. Just take it and smile, because you've heard it here. Okay?
But is he going to stop me for next week? Because I really don't want to go back home.
You don't want to go back home. Okay, so let's see if briefly if we can touch on this. okay, so you're overseas. You don't want to go back home. But, honey, I feel like I don't think you're going to stay home, but you have some unfinished business. You yeah. have to go, and you know what I mean? You can't just continue to not go and address those things. You got to go clear it out. It's going to happen. It'll happen faster if you do it now versus if you wait. Okay, there's a couple of other things that I feel around that. When you come back home, you have to. The timing is important because there's like I feel like there's a couple of people that will be. They also are in transition, and so if you don't do it now, you're going to miss the opportunity because they will be somewhere else transitioning. You got me? So go along with the timing. Get it done now so that you don't have that dead weight when the summer's over. I don't feel like though you're going to stay. I feel like this is temporary. And I feel like, but they're doing it because this is the right time to do it. Okay? So just remember that because you might be able to switch things out. Like, I don't know. There might be a last minute where you might be able to wait and not do this now. But, honey, it is really in your best interest to do this now. Okay? To come back, finish this out. Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and you know me, Leslie, after a while, my tongue starts wagging. So the thing is, what I was going to say, which actually says exactly what you say, is my favorite saying is, you can do it now if the universe wants you to do it. You can do it easy, which they give it to you, and you follow the instructions. Or, honey, you can do it hard, and then you go back later and it's work. So whatever it is that Leslie's telling you, again, if you decide that you're going to delay it because we have free will, it's only going to come back, and it's only going to be worse at the next time because the universe isn't going to let you out of that. So, you know, like Leslie said, just watch what you're doing and go with the flow, girlfriend.
Right,
yeah,
absolutely.
Right now we're both in New York, and we're in the same town right now. So that's why I don't want to go back to the U.S. at all.
Well, you got to do some work.
Gotcha.
And you know what?
Yeah,
go ahead. You know, sometimes absence makes the heart grow fonder. You never know.
Okay, well, I'm going to move on.
I'm Rosemary. I'm taking the next caller because we are slammed on this board. And you know what? I'm the Omega, although I know I could talk to Leslie anytime. So, Leslie, I'm taking the next caller at 8:57.
Yes.
857, you're on with Leslie. Hi.
Hi, ladies. How are you? It's Tita.
Hi.
Great. Hi, 857. What can I do for you?
So I was recently I was recently offered a position that the company froze the position, and now they want to so the position is still frozen by the parent company, but the company that I would actually be working for wants to fly me out to Europe for 2 months, and I'm wondering if, I mean, although it sounds good, it's awesome, it's Europe, like, that's nice, but I'm just wondering if this is the right move.
Okay, are you listening to someone else?
No.
Hmm?
You mean listening to someone else in the sense of what I should do?
Have you, the first thing I got, did you ask somebody's opinion about this already?
I asked a couple of people's opinion on it, but their opinions really don't matter.
Okay. Well,
good girl.
Okay, that's a good thing. Yeah, I was about to say, because I feel like the outside feedback was not so positive about this. Okay? Like, it's just a feeling I'm getting. But what I want to tell you is I feel like it's a good thing.
Me too.
Okay? I feel like you need to do this. This is a big step in your, man, everybody is going through these major spiritual evolution moments. Like, this is a major step for you. This is not just about the job. Taking you to a different region like this is almost, I feel like you're going to be doing some type of soul retrieval. Man, the universe is very clever at, and I use the word clever, maybe it's not a good word, but the synchronicities of things that line up in life sometimes are just amazing to me. And the time frame. And I feel like there's a part of you that is drawn to that area anyway. Like there's something there from your past. And I don't mean this past lifetime. I feel like it's a previous lifetime. Do you resonate with that? Because I'm getting goosebumps right now, so I know I'm hitting on this.
Well, honey, you're talking to me and she's not saying anything, but I'm getting goosebumps. So the thing is, either you're talking about me or we're both getting goosebumps for her, because I hear full steam ahead, go, go, go.
Yes. Okay. Do you resonate with any of this?
Not with the two locations, but you know what? My spirit is, like, I've never, for the two locations, one of the locations, I'm not even going to lie, I'm a little nervous just because of some civil unrest. It's Turkey, so I'm a little nervous. But the other one is Amsterdam, and I'm kind of past the whole, you know, marijuana phase. Like, I'm over that. Like, I'm married. I'm over it. So it's kind
of
just like, you know,
but
it's cool because it's close
to
Paris,
God.
And that's where I want to be. You know, but I'm over the other phase. I'm just nervous. I'm just nervous of the Turkey part. I'm going to be honest, because it's so unrest.
Okay.
But for the most part, like, you know, I'm looking at it like this is an awesome opportunity, even though there was something else that I asked the universe for. I mean, for them to present it in this way, stuff like this just doesn't happen on accident. It's not an accident that
right.
it happened.
Exactly. Yes. So I feel like this is, you know, definitely I understand what you mean, because there's a lot going on in the world right now, you know, and you don't want to go into these regions and there's a lot of unrest. You know, that is, I would be very nervous about that as well. But, you know, the universe can maybe possibly, Turkey does not have to be a part of this this particular juncture. Now, I don't know how, in the sense of your company or the business that you would, you know, the people you're working for, how that you could get around that, but I'm not really picking up any danger from that. You know what I mean? Even if you go, like, I don't feel that. What I feel more, and maybe that's because of the level in which I am connected into, is that spiritually this is a good thing for you. Even if you were to, let's just say you were to, you know, touch down in that area of Turkey and you have, like, there's some things going on around you that have, you know, major anxiety, that's causing you major anxiety because there's this, you know, you don't know if it's a safe environment. I feel like you will be so protected because this is so divinely guided for you to be here, you know, in that area, that you wouldn't have to have those concerns, because where I'm seeing it on a spiritual level, this is more of retrieving a piece of your soul, retrieving a piece of self that in a previous lifetime I feel was connected to that region, all right? And I feel like there's some times when spirit will send us back to a place for what we call soul retrieval. Some people can do this in their dream state. Some people can do this, you know, with hypnosis. It can be done a lot of different ways, but spirit is really moving things so that you can do it this way. It's a lot more powerful this way for you, and there's a lot more behind it. You know, the bonus is, yeah, it's a job, but you're doing two things simultaneously that some people don't get to do in one full lifetime, okay? So I am seeing it from such a bigger perspective than just a job. And, you know, once you get there, you'll understand why, and you will feel so much, you'll feel that connection that I'm seeing, and you'll know why. It'll make a lot more sense to you. I just feel like you possibly... And like I said, when I first started talking, I felt like someone, and if they haven't done it, I feel like you need to really turn a deaf ear to people that have a negative viewpoint about this, okay? That, you know what I mean? Like, not encouraging you, because this is bigger than just a job. I'm telling you what I'm seeing. And everybody can't see the bigger picture, you know what I mean? And the only way I can see it, you know, if you were talking to me, girlfriend to girlfriend, I'd probably say, girl, yeah, no, don't do that. You know, but because I know spiritually what they're showing me, this is good for you, sweetheart, and you're going to be safe. I would not concern myself with the safety component of it versus just being open and allowing and seeing what spirit has behind this and what, you know what I mean, what will unfold as a result of going there and doing this other than just a job. Very, very, I feel positive about it. Definitely, you know, meditate on it. You know, ask spirit to show you, and I guarantee you if you ask, if you do it, and you don't have to do the whole om and, you know, go into this deep, you know, hour meditation in order to get answers and feel, you know, a sense of clarity, but if you put it out there and say, you know, spirit, give me some more sign. You know, that woman, what she said, it sounded all right, but I still need a little bit more of that, you know, validation for myself. And they will give you signs, girl. Everywhere you go, you'll start seeing things about Europe, or you will know without a shadow of a doubt, Okay? Yeah. So start putting that out there and asking them to show you a sign, and you'll feel better about it. And you, and also, too, you know, you don't have to worry so much either about in the long term, because they're telling me, you know, sometimes things, it may look like you're going in for something on long term, and then at the last minute something changes. But it was just to get you there. You know what I'm saying? So they don't want you thinking too far ahead about what this will look like in, you know, X amount of time or this amount of time. Don't do that, because I want you to stay in the moment with this, okay, as much as you can. I know you have to plan because this is going to change.
You're saying that the job may not pan out? I mean, No.
Remember what I told you. This is bigger than about a job. But sometimes the universe is very clever in how they will synchronize things to make it look like it's one thing, but when you go there, you're getting something else. Okay? That's why I don't want you thinking too far ahead. Do I feel like you're going to go through all of this and then all of a sudden they're going to lay you off your job? No. But there may be, in a shorter term, a change of plans with the job. Like, they may send you somewhere else after you're done with that. I just don't want to put you into a, like a two-year plan, a three-year plan. You know what I mean? I don't want you thinking that far out, because I feel like once things are done in this area, you will probably continue to stay, but then there's going to be a change, and they're going to send you somewhere. You're going to be somewhere else, okay? So this is not going to be a long, long-term thing, is what I'm getting. But they're not letting you go. No, you're not going to lose your job. No, there just may be something that changes. You know what I mean? And I'm seeing the number two. So, like I said, I don't want to put you out 2 years into this. Okay?
So I hope but this is a great, you know, I'm listening, and I'm so excited because the same thing came right to me, Leslie, and I'm so glad you put it eloquently, because I believe, again, spirit does and works in many ways. If you don't take it, you could be out of the job. So the thing is that they want you to take this. This is something that I hear, go. And I think once you go, your career opportunities, you're gonna be so different in how you feel that this is gonna be a piece of cake for you, and they're gonna offer you you're never gonna worry again, because they are going to, whatever this is in Europe or whatever this is in Turkey or whatever it is, it is going to
my husband is the only one that I'm a little nervous about, because I haven't told him yet, and so I just want to make sure that he's gonna be okay with this.
Oh, so that may be where I'm getting that.
A negative thing from.
Okay. So definitely we're going to put some positive on that so that you don't have that resistance. But if you do, remember I told you that, okay, because, you know, you're just like I saw this being a spiritual soul retrieval for you. There's so many different aspects of our soul that over lifetime sometimes get scattered, okay, and we have to go back and retrieve that piece. You know, sometimes it could be something tragic that happened to you in that lifetime, and, you know, it's a piece of that fragment hanging there, and you need to go retrieve that to heal it, or, you know, to put it in its place, because it's a part of who you are. It's a part of your imprint. And that's an individual process, and no one can tell you, you know, maybe a reader or someone like myself can tell you, you know, on a spiritual level, this is what I'm seeing, but at the end of the day, someone that doesn't have the knowledge of what's really going on a spiritual level would not be able to give you, you know, the best possible advice on this particular matter. And it's very difficult when it's someone that you love, like a spouse or, you know, even a family, you know, a child or another family member that says, you know, please don't do this because of their fears. You have to watch that, because sometimes if we listen to that, we'll never make those major changes in our life. We'll never spiritually evolve to where we need to be, you know. And I just feel like your biggest challenge right now is trusting yourself and having the courage to do this despite what other people feel or think at this moment, okay?
You know,
right.
The universe wouldn't have put you in this situation if they they were going to say, oh, your husband's going to not go, split up with you, your whole life is upheaval, and if it wasn't supposed to be, then it won't happen. If it was supposed to be, that this relationship wasn't working anyway, this is maybe spirit telling you you need to move on. But I kind of don't feel like, I feel like there'll be some trepidation, but I think he's going to be fine. And I really believe that spirit would not be putting you in this position if they thought it was going to ruin your whole life. So just remember that.
Yeah, no, I don't see a breakup or nothing from that. No. It's more of a level of understanding is what it is. And, you know, sometimes it's a bittersweet thing because they want to support you, but at the same time, you know, selfish things get in the way. And I just feel like, you know, in the process of you doing this, there's a bonus for them too, because when you achieve this on a spiritual level, it's going to overall help your bonds and unions that you have with, like, your spouse and your family. You know what I mean? Because you're bringing an aspect of yourself back. And if that aspect of yourself is such a big piece of who you need to, you know, the pieces that you need now for this next part of your journey, then, man, that's going to make you more balanced. That's going to make you more of a solid, you know, more solid in your future endeavors. And that's a good thing all the way around. But it's not always a good, you know, pleasant in the beginning because, you know, our families and spouses can feel very slighted because you made that choice, you know, because it's like you're choosing that over me, or you're choosing the job over this, or over me or this family or whatever it is, you know. And sometimes you just have to have that unconditional love for yourself and say, you know what?
Yes, I am.
This is what I need to do for right now. It's temporary. This is not long term. This is what is being, you know, called for me to do in my spiritual journey right now. We all, even if you're with a spouse, that's an individual journey. You just partner up with other people while you're on it. But you doing this on a spiritual level is your walk. You understand what I'm saying? This is your stuff. So, definitely, like I said, meditate on that. Get a little bit more clarity, and then without a shadow of a doubt, the universe will show you the right answer. Trust me when I tell you.
Okay. I hope we've helped you, and please let us know how you make out. I've got to move to the next call.
Yeah, definitely.
We love feedback. Yeah, we love feedback, and you go for it, girlfriend. Okay, you know, I do love those crossroads. We're all a crossroads. Everybody has a crossroad in life.
Yes, we are.
And we do have choice, freedom of choice. The problem is if we're shown the right way and the path that you're going to go down, I always believe that if you take free choice and you change it, you'll end up on the path. It's just going to be a much harder road to travel. So, I love when I see spirit intervening and putting something in front of somebody, and there is your free will. So I'm going to go to 949. 949, you are on with Leslie.
949, yes. Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yes, who am I speaking with?
My name is Dee Dee.
Oh, hi, Dee Dee. Hi.
Hi. I just overheard you talking about crossroads. And for a real long time, I've been very, very unhappy in my marriage. And I don't know what to do. I feel very trapped. I really hate my job. It just feels like right now everything's coming down on me, and I don't know. I feel like I'm being suffocated or stifled, or I'm not living my truth, and I just don't have any courage to do anything about it.
Gotcha. Okay, I do have something for you right off the bat. I mentioned this too also in the beginning, and I don't know if you tuned in, but I'm going to definitely reiterate this. Right now, this is across the board on the planet is going on right now. Okay, there's certain regions of this planet that are having this more intensely than other areas. Right now in your life, you're right in the middle of this. But please understand, you're right. Everything is being shaken right now in your life because it needs to be rebuilt. And I'm talking relationship on up. It is very challenging when you're in this space to be going through this, because sometimes it's easy when you have a good relationship and you're having something going on with the job and you can kind of grasp onto that to kind of help get you through, you know, even if you're in something solid, or, you know, vice versa. But, right, when you have it all tossed up at one time, it's very, very hard to gain footing and see where you are, okay? It's like you're in the middle of this dark place and you don't have a clue as to how to get out of it. But let me give you a little bit of a bird's eye view of what may look like darkness is actually light being reformed, okay, is what I like to say. Let's start with relationship real briefly. You are definitely right. There needs to be some definite massive changes with your relationship, okay? I don't want to put you in something, again, how do I do this? Okay, I don't feel like it's long-term change, but I feel like it's much-needed change, okay? Mm-hmm. That means that sometimes there has to be some type of airing out space. You go in one direction, this other person goes in the other direction. I feel like it is in your spiritual highest and greatest good to do this at this time, all right? But there's going to come something that is going to come up that's going to make it easier to do it, okay, versus the way you're thinking. Because they're saying there's an easier way to do this. Do you understand this? We're going to work piece by piece with this. Okay, let me know if you understand this.
Okay.
Okay, there's a way that you're thinking about doing this relationship, and we're going to keep this as brief as we can on the air because I don't want to give, you know, too much personal information, but I feel like I can do this with you. I feel like the way that you're thinking about handling the relationship aspect needs to be revisited. I think that there's something that will come up. There's a time frame of something, and you're only about 4 or 5 weeks out, okay, of this. And when this happens, it's going to be easier to make that transition of saying, hey, this is where things are. This is where we're going to have them for a while. I feel like there's something that's going to flow into your life to make that easier, okay? Because right now, you doing that is going to create a bigger ripple effect, okay? You got to do one thing at a time, all right? Sometimes when things are all tossed up, the whole idea is throw it all out. You know what I mean? Like across the board. But they want to slow you down just a little bit because they don't want you to create any more resistance for yourself, okay? So you're going to have an opportunity coming up to deal with the relationship aspect. But let's sit that there for a second, okay? Because there's something you can do in the meantime. You need to have open communication about what you're feeling. That's number one. That'll help get you to that 4 or 5 week spot, all right? Because you guys are having miscommunication big time, and I need you to work on that, okay? Now, the thing about job, I feel like, again, transition across the board. But the thing about the job is they're wanting you, because you carry a special gift. We all have gifts. But your gift is something that you can be using to actually parallel into a career. But you're not investing enough energy and time into it in order to get that up and going. So the universe is kind of nudging you along. Okay, do you understand what this is?
Yes, I kind of have an idea of what you're talking about. Yes.
Okay. So let me keep going. So they're nudging you along out of your comfort zone with this. Now, it's very difficult when you're going from, because I feel like somebody's taking the platform from under you, and you're like, okay, I'm not ready to fly with this. I also feel like with career, you're ready to soar. You're more prepared with the career aspect than you are with the relationship aspect of things, okay? I really feel like the career is the thing that we need to address right now. A certain level of confidence, and I feel like a certain level of courage is going to be needed in order for you to transition into this new thing, all right? You don't, and I feel like actually financially you can do this now, okay? Where before it wasn't as easy to do, all right? The other good thing about where you're at is that even though things have been tossed up and you're at this point, financially you can get through this. Okay, it doesn't work that smooth for a lot of people. You understand what I'm saying? And I know because of what Spirit's showing me. There are a lot of people that have to hit rock bottom with everything to come out of these. You know what I mean? You're not one of those people. God, that you didn't have to go to a rock bottom spot. Even though you're at a very uncomfortable spot, you're not rock bottom. So there's enough financial energy to transition you into what I feel would give you more of that in terms of career, that will give you more of a level of doing something you're passionate about versus doing something you just are doing because it's a job, all right? You're in that switchover, and just the courage and confidence is the only thing needed in that particular part. You can do this. And the universe is saying, yes, 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 the timing is right. Between now and August, I feel like I want to go full steam ahead into whatever you need to do to connect these dots and to get these pieces together. I want you to focus on that, all right?
Okay.
Now, the universe will definitely, like I said, bring the relationship aspect of it up for you to then say, okay, we're at this crossroads. This is what we need to, you know, this is how we need to handle this. So you'll have an opportunity to deal with that. The other thing I want to address very briefly is that, in addition, let's scoot career to the side for another second here, okay, because you got that. I want you to start focusing between now and August. The other piece is I want to go within self, all right? This is not career. Mm-hmm. This is not relationship. This is about you. And you've definitely made a lot of changes within yourself, but you haven't seen the result of these changes yet because you're not at the end of the cycle yet. So it feels like you've made all these changes and none of them have done any good.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I feel like I want to preach this on a mountaintop, but depending on where you are in your cycle and spiritual, you know, your cycle and spiritual season, you have to know that you've planted seeds that are going to be sprouting here very soon. And these are seeds that of things that on an individual basis that you've worked on within yourself. You know what I mean? You've done some internal work. So, mm-hmm. But it hasn't shown yet because you're still in the middle of that cycle. Sometimes it's like when you raise your kids. Sometimes you don't know if you've done a good job until they become an adult and you go, oh, my God, you know, that's a cycle. You know what I mean? A season.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you're just going through it blindly and you're going, oh, my God, you know, I don't know if one day they're going to get to the end of the road and just go, you know what? You screwed me up big time. You know what I mean? I'm using that as an example because that's an example of something in life where you have to allow for the full cycle to go through in order for
mm-hmm.
sometimes to see the result. I feel like I don't definitely want to take you a whole lifetime, but I want to
mm-hmm.
take you out a few months where you're going to start seeing the result of some of those positive things that you put in place in your life before. That's why you're ready for this career to jump off now. That's why you're
mm-hmm.
ready to step into your passion versus stepping into work. Because of what you've done. But you just have to have that little bit of courage and confidence to know that you have all the pieces to do this. And you're ready, okay? Don't overwhelm yourself with everything and thinking you have to accomplish all of these things all at one time. But I want you to sift them apart. You're at the core of everything, relationship, your career. You're just right there in the middle of all of it. So you want to make sure you have that steady footing and that balance. And part of that balance is knowing that you have planted some really good seeds. You're going to see the result of really standing in your power. And is there always work to do? Yes, I'm always working on myself. You know, I'm still constantly trying to be conscious of things that, you know, come up in my life, and I deal with it right on, head on. And the same with you. The only thing that you have to remember is that as these things come up, deal with them in the moment. Don't put them in this big basket and say, you know, oh, my God, this is so overwhelming. And I want you to pinch at it because if you pinch at it piece by piece, it doesn't look so big, all right? And
mm-hmm.
then you really start to see where, oh, you know what? I did plant this seed, and now it's helping me to be able to deal with this situation and deal with this situation, okay? So everything that all the tools and what I'm getting at is all the things that you need to get through this next stretch are already within you, and you've allowed spirit to kind of say, hey, you know, we're gonna let you know that all these things are in place. They're ready to rock. They're ready to go. You know what I mean? And so now you
mm-hmm.
apply them. But you can't get anxious and impatient about it because there's a cycle and a season for when these things come up, all right? And you're almost in the relationship season of it, but I want you to start really, really looking at the career aspect, like I said, because you have the tools to do this now, all right?
Yeah,
keep us posted with feedback. You know, I see good things around this. I just feel like it's just, you know, you not coming down on yourself right now. You know, you've done a lot, and
mm-hmm.
you know, you can't conquer the world and everyone in it. You know, you're doing good to get a foothold and a toehold on things in your own life, let alone what everybody else is doing. You know, so just keep remembering you've done good and you've planted some good seeds. Just be patient and watch them come up. And then once you partner that with your confidence and that courage, girl, the sky's the limit. You're about ready to soar, and you will get rid of some of that old baggage. You will. And I'm not speaking of a person. I'm just saying just some emotional patterns and things that have been weighing you down, all right?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're so welcome, honey. They'll be clearing out. Yeah, they'll be clearing out over the next couple of months. Hang in there.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. Okay.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
I love that.
Definitely.
I mean, and please call back. I know I undid her microphone, but please, honey, call back. We always love feedback. We love to hear from you,
and
we love when our callers call back
because that's our thing.
Because why would we do that?
Right,
so,
and I say, you know, I was so glad for that caller, that our first caller, not Susan, but the other lady that called and said that, you know, she had called me, or, you know, she had came on air and that, you know, I had told her she wouldn't get the job. And, you know, so I don't know sometimes when I'm in the moment, you know, I trust my gifts and I trust, but, you know, I tell people, no psychic is 100%, you know, nobody, because
absolutely.
You got free energy changes. And I can see and say everything, you know, on a reading, and people have this free will, and they'll turn around and they go do something different, and it's okay. It's supposed to be that way, because ultimately you're supposed to learn to trust yourself. I'm just here to hold that light so that you can see that light within yourself. You know, sometimes that light, it needs to be reflected back. You know what I mean? So
and that's why I love when people call us, Leslie, and they do it on all my shows,
right.
Because in order for us to know and to, I mean, we all do this really radio with our time. We're giving our energy. So we love
when you call
and you tell us how that works out for you. So I'm going to go to the next caller because, Leslie, I'm telling you, girlfriend, you're rocking the house. So I am going to go to 562. I always do, girl. 562, you're on with Leslie.
Hi.
562.
Hi.
Who am I speaking with?
Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. How are you? What can I do for you today?
I just want a general reading.
Okay, a general reading. Okay, well, let's see.
Yeah. You know what? Don't you like working with questions, or do you do – I mean, it's just – I could pull from I mean, not maybe she's with you, but do you need a question, Leslie? Because if you do, tell her, because for me that would be like pulling everything from the ethers.
Well, yeah, that's what I was about to say, but I feel like I need to go into why, though.
Okay.
Thank you, Bonnie. That's exactly where I was going. You know, when people come on the air and they get our, you know, like a free question or they ask, it's better if you have a question when we're on the air, because there are so many things that can come up, okay, in a reading. If I'm doing a private reading with you, definitely, you know, we could go with that. But on the air, we need to, like, narrow it down so that I'm not on here, you know, giving you things you really don't want to hear, or maybe things that you don't want to hear, you don't want, you know, heard over the air. So it's in your best interest if you have something or some area you want to narrow it down into. And then, you know, if you want a private reading, we can definitely go across the board and I can tell you what I see in every area, career, relationship, family, you know, and that would definitely give you more of an extensive amount of information. But for the show, if you have a area or just a, you know, brief question, it doesn't have to be very specific, but that just kind of keeps a boundary line around what we bring out on the air, okay?
Okay. Well, do you see me having kids anytime soon?
You having kids. Okay. Are there some things now, some people say, I'm not a doctor or, you know, definitely can't give out any medical advice, but are there some health things going on around this?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. If there are no health issues going on around this, I do... because they're taking me to the physical body. Now, at first I was wondering if they were really connecting me with some type of mental information about this, but I feel like I need to address more of not the mind, but I want to address the physical area of this about children. There's something, and if you, you know, I'm not saying that you can't have children. That's definitely not what I'm saying. But they're showing me your womb, and they're showing me, like, it's telling a story about something. Now, this could mean one or two things. One, there's some type of time frame that you're not in yet, and I can tell by, just by what I'm seeing, you're not in this time frame yet, but there's something within, and this is connected to your mother, and it's actually connected to your mother's mother, all right? And that's why I asked whether there's some type of help.
I had to mute her. I'll pull her back on because we were getting a lot of static from her, so she can hear me.
Oh, okay.
But when you need me to put her back on, just let me know so I can. Because otherwise, I think everybody can't hear.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you, Bonnie. So she can still hear this. Okay.
Yes.
So what I'm getting is it's the mother womb. Okay. There's still, and like I said, I wanted to address this in a physical way, but I'm feeling that they're going to bridge the physical along with the mental emotional, because I also felt like, you know, there was a twin of the mental coming in there. Because they're taking me back through your mother's womb and her mother's womb, there's some things that are still being healed on a spiritual level, okay? It's not about, but it's definitely sending me to your womb as a mom, like the holy womb chakra. Okay, there's some things out there on that you definitely are welcome to read up on, but this is what Spirit is telling me. There's some things in that area that need to be healed still, okay? There could be issues related to not only your mother, but issues that relating to your mother's mother. And once these things are cleared out physically, then the next level will be, or the next stage will be you to conceive, all right? So, but you're going through that stage of clearing this out now. That's why you're wondering about, you know, you having children and the possibility of this coming up sooner than later. I do see, and I want to go past December of this year, okay, which will bring us into 2015. That is more of an auspicious time, you know, more of a better time for you to conceive. I feel like this year you're going to be healing up some of these things I see in what we call the holy womb chakra, okay? There's also, you know, in that there's soul retrieval. There's also healing up some family patterns. There's a lot in that, and it's really way too much to go into on the air. But I feel like there are some things that are being kind of finished out in your spiritual path before, you know, the opening of, you know, conceiving, all right? So definitely after December 2015, I feel like there's a lot more around fertility for you in that particular year, all right? They're not zeroing me in on a month, but definitely 2015, there's going to be a lot come up about conceiving, all right?
Okay,
I feel good about it. I do feel like there's going to be out of it when things come out on the other end of this, that I do feel like there's going to be an additional addition to the family, a baby will be out of that, you know, out of that healing when the cycle's finally done. I do feel like there's going to be a conception, all right?
Okay, thank you very much.
I'm a nurse, so I've got some, I got that too. I think there is some things that, but I think it'll be harder to conceive, but it will not be impossible. So
a lot of it has to do with the cycle, Bonnie. Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing is that I do feel like, again, that is familial. So the grandmother, her mother, her grandmother's grandmother had it. I know what it is, but she'll find out.
Yep.
So we are so happy for you because you are going to have a little one. Okay?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes, you're so welcome. Thank you for calling, Yvonne. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll tell you what, I hope she calls us in 2015, wherever we are, and tells us how good she feels.
I know.
Absolutely. I know. Don't you love that? I mean, I could see, because I'm a nurse and you know, I knew I could feel somebody was here with me. It was probably your mother or grandmother. Whoever was here was showing me when you were doing that, was showing me. I just don't say it on the air. So, I love that. Okay. 773. You are okay. 773. You are on with Leslie.
Yay, I made it.
You made it.
Yay, 773. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Tempest.
How are you, Leslie?
I'm good. This is Tiffany, you said?
Tempest.
Tempest. Oh, I love that. Ooh, I love
know.
That.
So do I. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Go ahead.
Woo, yeah, go ahead.
I was calling in, just like the last caller is funny. I was actually calling in to see if there will be a new addition to our family soon.
Ooh, yeah, you're a little bit sooner. I'm seeing as soon as you said that, I saw November. Okay, so you're a little bit sooner than the person I talked to, and you don't have those same issues.
Right.
And it's not an issue, not like in a judgment way, but you definitely don't have those, you're not in that cycle. Let's put it that way. And
okay.
I do feel like November, I'm seeing a lot around that. Not sure. I definitely don't feel like you're pregnant now, so you would not be, you know, it's not like you're conceived now. You're having it in November, so definitely that might be a month where, you know, your fertility will be at a peak and there will be,
okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, November. Big,
okay.
A lot of things around fertility in that month.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. The other thing I want to say real quick, because you had a really quick question, so I'm going to squeeze another one in here for you. I also feel like, though, before you get into that month, like you all need to go through with a move. There's a move that needs to take place beforehand, all right? Do you know what that is?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good. So just so you know, if you're thinking maybe waiting, no, before, all right?
Do you know
okay.
what? Cannot, Leslie has been so good, and I'm just going to – do you have a male that crossed over in your family?
Yes. Actually, two males that was close to me. My father did in 09. And my brother did, and
Well, I can tell you that I won't take much time. They're both here, and, well, actually, now they're both here because they were here. One was here, and the other one's coming behind him. And they're just waving, and I don't know why they're waving. It's like,
really?
I've never had that. Yeah, I've never had that from a spirit. They usually talk. They just have this big smile, and both of them are waving. So I don't know if they waved a lot or your father waved, but they're waving to you. Hi. So I do want you to know that they did come through, and they've got big smiles on their face, honey. I think it has to do with the fertility thing. So maybe they're just waiting to see your baby, or maybe they're waiting, you know, just to be able to, you know, to be around you when they are. But they are here. So I do want you to know you have peeps on the other side that are with you.
That's wonderful.
Well, honey,
thank you so much. Thank you.
Do you know what's so funny, Leslie? As soon as she came on, it was such a clear energy of, I know. I love working with you because then because I grow too, you know, who I'm with. So, oh my goodness, it's just so funny. It's so cool because when you get the messages, they come flushing in. But it is so cool.
Yeah,
I've been on it, but you're always on it. So here, 203, because I've got to tell you, she's probably going to be very close unless her questions really – we have such a full board here that – well, let's go to 203 first. 203, you
okay.
are almost late.
Hi, how are you?
Hi,
203.
How are you doing?
Me and my sister is fighting to talk, but I'm more important because it's my birthday today.
Hey, who are we talking to?
Hi, my name is Toya.
Hi, happy birthday. Wait, we got to sing. Come on. We've got to sing. Come on, Leslie.
We don't need to quit our day job, Bonnie. We don't need to quit our day job.
All right, baby. It's just something I kind of, you know, I can't help. If somebody tells me for the birthday, it is important. So go ahead and talk to Leslie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because it was supposed to be for me.
Leave me alone.
Twins on the head here. Okay.
Me and my sister's arguing. But I was not following the show, I'm not going to lie to you. She was
That's
hogging
okay.
it. But I do have questions.
Oh, go ahead, okay. And ask nicely.
Okay.
Yeah, pick the most important one. Pick the most important question.
Yes, ma'am. The most important question is school for me. I'm about to finish. You know, my journey is just beginning.
Yes.
I feel great about it. I just want to know, like, do you see any other doors opening for me? What can I expect during this journey?
Okay. Okay. Definitely, definitely. You're at several milestones right now. Definitely your birthday. And also, you're right, you're transitioning out of one level of learning into another. I definitely see additional schooling for you. It would almost be, it would not be a good thing if you didn't. But here's the thing that I'm seeing, which is very interesting. I don't see you starting, like, something new in September, which is normally when most people go on to start a new, you know, new schooling, because most schools and terms start in September. You, I see, however, you're starting a month later, like October. So the other thing I see around that is I don't know what the delay will be, but I also feel like I want to take you out of the area. So wherever you're going to go for additional schooling is going to take you out of the area, all right? I don't know if you had a decision to go somewhere closer or further away, but further away is better for you, okay? You get that?
Yes.
Okay? And one of the reasons why, definitely it's going to be a better opportunity for what you're going out for and what your interests are. The place that you picked outside of where you are is definitely a better fit. The other thing is, too, around that, you don't want to base your decision on what other people, again, I got another one on here, that people feel is best for you. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a good thing that I feel like you already know what your choice is. But you're going to find, I think, 2 years in that you're going to slightly change something, okay, slightly. That means you may be going for, you know, one major and you change it, okay? But I'm seeing at least 2 years under your belt before you do that.
It's funny you say that. I'm doing an intern, actually, for hospitality.
Oh, okay, nice. Yes, nice. So you definitely, it's going, and you know what, that's so funny you say that, because that was the next thing I was going to say, something about the job, like you're going to be working before you even finish any of this. So, yeah, definitely, thank you for because I'm like, wait a minute, that's what I was about to say. So you're definitely going to be working through all of this. And I also feel like there's somebody that you're going to be interning with that is going to open a doorway for you for a place to move eventually. Like, I don't know if it's going to be a whole different, like, it's just going to be a good place for you, like, moving. You know how somebody might say, you know, I know this place or this apartment, or, like, I feel like somebody that you're going to be working with is going to direct you to a place to stay.
She is. She asked if she can, you know, lead me. It's actually my instructor. I finally opened up.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Saying, you know,
okay,
change is good. And she said it a couple of times yesterday, the first time that I've actually spoken to her. You know, she's like, you need a new change. You need a new change. And she knows a lot of hotels, and she knows a lot of people. And, you're on point.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's not the question.
Oh, Bonnie, I'm not always right. Stop it.
We're not always right, but she's always
we're
right.
Right. No, we're not always right, but it's definitely good for the confirmation, so thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah.
But, yes, you definitely, where she's going to lead you is going to be good. It's a good space, so you can definitely trust her with that. The other thing, too, once you get settled, now, I'm not sure if you're in a relationship, but, you know, that's also coming around the corner for you, too, like, quickly.
I'm so scared of those.
I know. So I guess that's why I'm giving you a heads up. it's okay. I don't feel like, you know, you have to, you're not going to run off and, you know, jump the broom or get in there. You know, I say jump the broom. Oh, my God. People go, what in the world is that? So I got to watch my terminology.
I know what, wait a minute. I know what that is. I got to tell you. And by the way, I'm hearing, please.
You know what I mean? Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it.
You know what that means? Please protect yourself. I'm not going to say anything more on air, but that's what they're telling me to tell you.
Okay. So I do feel like. Wait, say that again. You kind of broke up.
Well, are you talking
you
to me?
Broke...
Me?
No. I'm talking to my caller.
Oh, no, I didn't hear. You was breaking up, too.
Okay, good. Because I'm like, what happened? Okay, so I do feel like it's going to be coming around the corner, but listen to why I'm giving you a heads up on it.
Okay.
You're right. You don't particularly. You like to stay in a safe zone. You do. With relationships, but you really need that. You know, some people, and I would love to have a person, another young person that is so immersed in something as far as relationship, and they're not focused. I would love to have it be reversed. But with you, you know, it's like I wouldn't want it that way. I wouldn't want you to be focused on someone else, totally not outside of what your goals and things are, but you need that balance. You're actually going to be coming into a time frame where you can balance that out. Everyone can't do that. You know what I mean? Everyone cannot. But it's actually going to be in your best interest to balance the relationship part of it. Like, again, I'm not saying going off and getting married or even putting yourself in, you know, a study position with someone, but I want to open that up, okay? It's something about, it's very healing for you, and it's very trusting. Like, you have to move past this particular part you left, because they're saying it's like frazzle ends, okay? And it's from a previous relationship, but with you deciding to move into a space with someone else and trust them, it's going to help heal that area of your life up, okay? So when you are ready to make that big leap into, you know, something more committed, you're ready, and you're not bringing any of your past issues into that, okay? So they're wanting to put you more on the track of healing up some old relationship patterns, but sometimes you need another person to do that, all right?
Mm-hmm.
There's times when we can do those things by ourselves, and then sometimes it's just a matter of playing it out with another person. And I feel like you're in the part of playing it out with another person. You're going to be coming into a time frame where it's going to be, you know, more in your best interest to do that than not, all right? So just keep a lookout for that. Don't be so quick to shove it away so quickly. You know what I mean? Just kind of embrace it. Definitely keep your healthy boundary lines there. Don't put yourself out too far, but start to work through the basic interactions and communication with, you know, someone that would be more of a potential of a partner, you know, romantic or just more than just what a friend would be, all right?
Yeah.
And definitely see good around your school. And congratulations, too, and happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
I stole the call from my sister. She wants to talk.
All right, she gets one quick question. I'll give it to her. I'm feeling good today.
Thank you.
You know what?
You're welcome.
I got to tell you
something. Hello, Ms. Leslie. I'm Soraya.
Hi.
Thank you all last minute, although I was the first one here.
Stop it.
Literally.
I love it.
So what can I do for you? And what's your name?
I'm Soraya.
Zakita.
Okay. All right. What can I do for you, sweetheart?
My question is, I'm also making a lot of strides within myself. And I just want to know which past life am I in line with that should be helping me or going against. I don't want to say going against because I'm really at a point where I'm just moving with spirit in the flow of spirit upward, you know, as opposed to being on this self-destructive mode that I was on, you know. So I'm just to be in the frame of mind to, you know, just to move forward and to bring, you know, transformation, you know, in a positive way.
Okay.
In a more sound way. Yeah.
Okay, I got you. All right. You and your sister are definitely on different paths, okay? Definitely not the same path that your sister is taking. You definitely are a risk.
Last, Leslie, I hate to pull you off because I'm not going to, but I need to tell everybody this. We have 90 seconds left. I am going to go into overtime with this one caller. So I know that, you know, there's been a couple on the board. There's two more on the board, and if you want to stay, they'd have to be very quick questions, or I'm going to let this go. So you've got 90 seconds. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Leslie. I want to thank everybody for being with us, our chatters, our callers, and our listeners. We love you. We appreciate it. And just hang on. We are back on Monday, and Monday I have Susan and I, and we have the guest Tammy Jones. So please join us on Monday, and I'll post the shows. Go ahead, Leslie. Continue.
All right. Thank you for that, Bonnie. And thank you to all my other callers and listeners. And, yes, I will take those two callers, Bonnie. Thank you, that are waiting.
Okay.
Let me go back real quick. You're definitely the risk taker. You're definitely the one that does things a little bit more in a different way.
Yes, I do.
And so we're going to keep it nice. But let me tell you this. It's part of your life. It's part of what you come here to do. It's a part of your bigger picture, okay? So don't compare yourself, that's number one, to where other people are right now, because you're getting everything you need for this next piece of your journey, okay? The other thing I want to talk about is you are definitely on the right track. Like you said, you've done a lot of self-evaluation and you've done a lot of clearing out. Very proud of you for that. You've eliminated people that are not in your greatest and highest good anymore. You know, like you've really done some house cleaning. You know what I'm saying? And where you are, you're pretty much waiting for your new set of, say, people that you're going to be networking with. You're waiting on the new group to come in, all right? So you're kind of in a waiting stage because you're going to be partnered up with some different people that are going to be more like-minded with where you are versus where you've been. And but sometimes before, when you have a clearing out space, even when you have a mental clearing out space, there's a gap. You know what I mean? I've talked about the gap today too. So there's, you know, earlier, but there's a point in time where you have to allow for those new people to assemble in your life, and you're waiting on the new people to kind of assemble and come in to kind of help support you on your next endeavor, all right? Hang in there for you. I see a lot of change a little bit sooner. August, the first week of August is going to be a big time frame for you, really good positive energy coming in, and I also feel like it's going to put you on the path that you're going to be on for quite a while. So August, look for that big change, that first week, and things will start setting you out in what you're here to do. Like you'll be more in what you're, what you've come here to do this lifetime, all right? You'll be kind of set in the middle of that, the beginning of August. So, yes, you're also on the right track, just a very, very different track than your sister, all right?
I thank you. I always knew and understand my difference, and I thank you for recognizing that. I just try to
translate
that where other people can just back up off me.
Why are you looking at me?
Because they don't understand that.
Well,
yeah,
honey,
you're
go
so
have
different.
A
like
great
you can't
stay.
Yeah,
thank
yeah, you.
You
yeah, absolutely, sweetheart.
All right, I am going to have to take their mic off because we've got two more, and then of course I'm the Omega, so you can't get out of me because I got a question too.
Oh no! All right.
We are rocking and rolling today. 330, you are on with Leslie, and Leslie, this is 330. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Nicole. I think we spoke
Hi,
on Facebook a few days ago last week.
Did
you have a show?
Yes.
Oh.
Hi, Nicole. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Let me just say hello, and then I'll let you speak with Leslie. Nicole, thank you. You are a sweet girl. I see where you are, and you're on Facebook. You're on my Facebook, and I appreciate all the nice things that you say. So I am so happy I got you because I'm telling you, we had such a full board today, I couldn't even look. And you are, look. So thank Leslie for actually taking you. And I'm going to let you meet Leslie. Leslie, this is Nicole.
Hi, Leslie. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What can I do for you, Nicole?
I'm newly engaged to be married to a wonderful, great guy. Can you tell us what our future is going to be like?
You're engaged. I missed that last piece.
I'm newly engaged to a great, wonderful guy.
Okay.
We live together. I was just wondering what our future is going to be like together.
All right. Well, I feel like this is really good, but who moved in with who?
My boyfriend moved in with me and my mother right now. So, we live in Baltimore, Maryland. Yeah.
Okay. Don't tell me no more. Okay. the reason I asked you who moved in with who, because I feel like you guys need to move to a different space. I feel like everything's good, but you do know that you guys need to have a place by September, all right? I really feel like it's important for the health of your relationship that you do this, and this was way before you even said anything about living with a parent, okay? Like, I'm really getting that you all need to start taking those steps to move. Now, right now, it's a convenience thing, but in a minute, like, I'm seeing, like, around July, mid-July into August, you're going to see why it's important that you get your own space. You understand what I'm saying? So I really feel like you don't need to go past September. You got free will choice. But, honey, it will be in your best interest by September. And I'm not talking to N either. I'm talking, like, you should know where you're going by the beginning of September. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then that way you guys stand a better chance of really keeping, you know, any type of outside interference in your relationship. You know, you guys are in a fragile stage right now, and you're still, believe it or not, you're still learning a lot about each other, and the least amount of outside interference, especially in your living quarters, the better, all right? Mm-hmm. So I want to put you guys in a neutral space. Make sure that stays at the top of your list, all right, sweetheart? And then I feel like it's definitely going to have longevity, and I feel like you guys will have a good relationship. I also feel like you need to make sure that you all make time. Like, both of your schedules are going to get really busy, and I'm seeing I almost want to go October, November, okay, like because you guys are going to be trying to make sure you're solidifying your foundation. That means you're going to be accumulating your material wealth. But you want to make sure that you guys are spending enough time together, okay, because it's easy to do when you get on that track of not blending your – you know, you get on that track of, okay, he's doing his thing, you're doing your thing, but you guys have to – in the beginning, you have to make sure that you're spending enough time together. And that's not with, like, friends. That's not, like, with a third party. That's just, like, the both of you, okay? So when you have an opportunity to kind of get away, I want you guys to do it. And I mean, for some reason, the area you're moving in is going to put you around people that are already in your family and also with their with his family. For some reason, like, I feel like you guys, if it's not family, it's definitely friends, like people that will be encroached, you know, will be coming and putting into your time. Like, they will be getting in the way. Like, it's weird. Like, even though you move out by yourself, you're going to have a lot of family and friends that come over and be a part of your life. Make sure you guys keep your personal space to yourself and that you have that personal time, all right? That's the biggest message I can tell you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Well, you're welcome, sweetheart.
Nice
good luck and
you.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
guys.
Sweetheart.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome.
Oh, my goodness. It is so important, even, you know, in counseling that, you know, you don't really, it's really tough because I've got to tell you, same thing happened with my daughter, not she's married, but just that they take sides when they see you have a fight or when, I'm really good at not doing that because I always love both parties, so even though I see the fault, but what you have is family that gets involved. So, honey, move out, do your thing, watch what friends are, they'll keep you up, and just solidify your union. And you'll be okay. All right, 202.
Right.
Leslie, you got 202. 202, you are
almost 202, what can I do for you?
I can't.
Hi.
Hi,
Tebow. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
This is Nia calling from D.C.
Hi,
Nia.
Hello. I'm trying to get in a better place, just all around and do, you know, all that tough work that I don't want to do and all that. And I was just wondering if you saw anything positive as far as, like, romantic situations or relationships or anything like that.
I do, but you're right about self-work.
Can I go TT since we're not on the air and you take this and I'll be right back? Yes, thank you.
Okay, go ahead, Bonnie. You're welcome. All right. So I do. You're absolutely right. I feel like let's see here. Bonnie made me lose my train of thought. Okay. I want you to ask me the question again. Normally that doesn't happen. I don't know why that threw me off. Ask that question one more time.
I was wondering if you saw anything positive for me as far as romantic relationships or partnerships.
Okay, thank you. That came back. Whew. When I'm in my reading, my man, if somebody breaks that, oh, my gosh. Okay, thank you. All right, self-work. Yes, absolutely. I feel like you're in the cusp of doing some self-work to allow
the energy of a new relationship to come in, okay? Because you are ready. I do feel like, you know, you spent a lot of time in solitude, but there's one little last piece that I feel like needs to be released before you get into that. And it's an old pattern, you know, it's an old something you've been holding on to. And one of the ways that I'm really feeling from spirit, and even while you were talking, I felt like they needed me to tell you EFT. EFT is emotional freedom technique. It's like tapping. Now, I'm actually not a tapping practitioner, so I wouldn't be able to help you with that, but there's a tons of information out there on this, tapping. And if you have someone in your area that practices this, it would be really good for you to partner up or go to see this practitioner. You know, some people I feel like sometimes I've gotten in readings they need Reiki or some people need healing touch, you know, but right now I'm feeling like this last little piece of what you're healing up in your life, EFT, emotional freedom technique, would be the best thing to get you ready and get you ready and adjusted for your new relationship coming in. September, I feel like a hot month for partnership. I also feel like there's somebody that around in that month will be really like feeling a connection with you. So it might be someone that could be from your past. I'm trying to see if this is somebody new or if this is somebody from your past. The only thing that I'm getting is that they have a really strong connection to you. That means it's one of those things where people go, you know, oh, my God, I don't know why, but I just feel really, really connected to you. You know, I really feel like we've known each other for a while because I feel like there's a familiar feel there too. So it could be just as well as a past life connection as it is someone that you've connected with this lifetime. That's why I can't distinguish between the two. Sometimes I can. Actually, they don't want you to focus on that, and I when they don't do that, when they don't give me it very specific, I know they don't want you to get lost in the details of that. They want you to deal with what's in front of you now. You got me?
Okay, because okay. I am involved with somebody now.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I guess we've had ups and downs and all that, and I just feel like I'm wondering if I should, like, let this go completely and just, like, cut all contact and all that.
Gotcha.
You know.
Let me tell you something. Part of this is your fears. That's why I want to send you into the emotional freedom technique to heal up the rest of this. When you and it really, it's very powerful, this thing, because what you do is, you know, it's more of like releasing some negative feedback that you internally, you've digested it, you don't know it's there, and you won't know until you start to do this releasing. The other person, because, you know, you're only responsible for yourself in these relationships, but even though it can be very valid what you're getting from another person in a relationship. But what I feel like the reason, and now it makes a lot of sense as to why they weren't showing me the who in September, because once you release this pattern that you're holding on to, and I feel like there's fear around it. Like sometimes it could be a fear, it could be a trust issue. Sometimes it can just be fear that somebody's going to leave you. Because if you had a lot of relationships where people have just kind of bolted, that can create some different types of insecurities. I'm not quite sure if that's what the issue is with you. I'm not so tapped into that as I am with you needing to release it in order to embrace. And so if you're in a relationship with someone, you haven't been fully able to embrace because on your end, there's still some pieces and some fragments of some old things from other relationships that are causing things to slow down with the progression of this relationship. You understand what I'm saying? And
well,
this
kind
this
of
other,
only because – go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, and this other person, I feel like – I'm not really zeroed in on what their issue is, but only with what the work is that you have to do. Go ahead. I want you to finish what you were just saying.
Well, the only thing it seems that, well, this person, we do have, you know, strong connection, blah, 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 but it feels like it's him that does not want to really move forward. It's one of those classic, you know, we know each other's family, blah, 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 but it can't seem to get to a solid or more committed state.
Sometimes what happens is becomes a mirror of something. You know how people can sometimes sabotage, even subconsciously sabotage things because of this level of fear of going to the next level, all right?
Yeah.
When we're in relationships with people, sometimes the people that we're in relationships with mirror those issues within us. So I feel like there's a part of you that needs to be kind of cleared out so that you can get over that hurdle. Because this other person, if subconsciously you're putting this energy out that you're saying in the back of your mind, you know, either I don't trust or I'm not, you
sure.
know, or there's still this, you got me? So you're putting that out. They're detecting that on a subconscious level, and then you have this block, and you think it's the other person, when it's really you keeping things at bay. You know, you're keeping it in a safe zone. So you won't know that until you heal up things in your own lane. You won't know if it's them or you. So what I'm telling you and what they're not zeroing me in on is this other person. They're definitely keeping it in your lane. Not to say that you're the full reason why you don't have that partnership that you want. You get what I'm saying? But
yeah.
Because you're clearing out things, you're going to know and you're going to have more of a sense of clarity as to whether this person is it or whether they're not it. You understand? Because there's a piece of it that's blocked through your own internal fears that I want you to clear out and then go back and reexamine things and see where the flow is and where it's not. And then you will know come September if this is that person I feel has that familiar connection or whether there's a new one coming in. You got me? So clearing it out, you're not ready to evaluate it just yet because you are still healing up some things. And I'm just giving you a key to get to or get through this next level so that you can see if this person is really where and who you want to be with. You got me? So things might look very different. Yeah, it'll look very different once you do this clearing.
That makes sense. I was just trying to figure out how to do it.
Yeah. Check that EFT. It's very, very powerful, and you won't even. It's almost like, you know, because sometimes we put blocks out there, and we don't even realize we're doing it. You know what I mean? It's like we might say, you know, a woman might say, and I've done this in my own history of relationships. You know, we put out there and say, you know, I really want this type of relationship. I really want this, but in the back of your mind, you have so much fear around it. You want it, but you haven't let down enough or let go of enough of your blocks or baggage in order to embrace it. So it keeps eluding you. You know, it keeps going in a different direction because you're putting out this kind of like dog whistle, you know what I mean, of,
yes.
I don't really want this, you got me? So you want to make sure that you don't have any of this. And because of that being the first thing that I saw, I know that there's some things there. But it's not enough for me to say, hey, once you clear this up, Nicole, once you get to this point, this person is definitely it. Because of their free will choice, they may be it, they may not. But September, either way, you're going to be out of the woods with it, and there's somebody in that month, whether it's this person or a new person, all right, that are going to feel very connected and very familiar with you. So either way, yes, girlfriend, you're headed for definitely a positive relationship. We're just finishing clearing up some of that residue and leftover pieces from you healing through some things in your past. All right?
Wow.
So I hope that,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Go ahead.
Yes.
I'm saying you're welcome, and you're the one talking. You know, that's just me. Go ahead.
But no, Bonnie, it is. You do have to say, yeah, absolutely, because guess what? If you didn't have this platform, if you didn't have this show today, this woman would not be able to get these answers. So, yeah,
yes.
Definitely we want to – you can definitely say you're welcome, Bonnie, because I want to thank you. I want to thank you for giving me an opportunity and a space to help these people because this is important. You know what I mean? This is important in people's lives. So, yeah, you definitely say yes, you're welcome because thank you. So,
and
to the caller, yeah, thank you to caller for calling in, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank
and I
you.
Wish you luck, sweetheart. Thank you.
And I'll tell you, I've got to tell you, Leslie, I love you, and I thank you for even wanting to be a part of our show. You know that you are my co-host, and you rock the house. That's why I have my co-host, because I think different perspectives always help.
Yep.
I never could understand why, like when somebody would say, why are you having a spirit medium on when you can do it? And I'm like, well, I read different, and this is perfect because
right. There
are some people who they will help and other ones that hear them better. And actually, I feel the same way. So I think everybody should be showcased. You're one of mine, girlfriend. You aren't leaving. So anyway,
thank you, Bonnie.
You're welcome, honey. Now I got to ask you two questions. You, let me tell you, you rock the house. We still have somebody on, but we have talked to her, and I do want you to know that you rock the house. I couldn't even tell you how many callers we had because I couldn't even see them off the board. Once we hit about 10 of, they start falling off only because they don't know if I'm going to stay on or take them, and I only did it because there was two. So I do have to tell you, you rock this world. And when you get on your show on Sunday, just be prepared, girlfriend.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Yeah, and I'll be there. And not this Sunday. It's
Yay!
The golf. Is it this Sunday?
No. It's next Sunday because I'm still doing some of the technical ends, and as far as billing for Blog Talk, you know what I mean. I'm kind of waiting for things to reset. So I'm thinking that first Sunday, which is, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
The first Sunday is this Sunday. So don't tell anybody that you're going to be on the second Sunday.
Yeah, the second. Oh my gosh, I messed that up.
That's
okay. Yeah,
that's okay. I'll be looking for you. Yeah, I'll be looking for you, Leslie. Yeah. But the good news is you will have them when you open on Sunday. They'll be bursting down your doors. So I do want you to know that. Yeah, be prepared for it, girlfriend. But two questions really quick. I can't believe. One is my daughter. I think we talked about this, but my daughter is still in love with her old boyfriend that she said he was going to win her back. I think the son of a bitch did it on purpose. But when she broke up with him because he was too controlling, I think we went through this, he said no, he was going to win her back, and she said okay. So they had a great quarter, and they really stayed. She, you know, gave him another chance, and they worked perfect because he wasn't controlling. So at the airport, she said to him, my heart has fallen back in love with you, even though it hasn't ever stopped. Let's give this another try. And he said, Lauren, get on the plane. Go screw some boys and let me know in 2 months whether it's me. And she was devastated. Anyway, she's still in love with him. And I'm wondering if you see that.
If I see them back together?
Yes.
Woo. Okie dokie. Lauren is definitely in a major lesson right now. Honestly, I don't feel like this guy is the best person for her, Bonnie. I feel like there's somebody else, man. And I feel like I see them around the 21st of September. Like, it's really odd. I don't know what this deal is with this month, but the 21st of September is important for her because she needs to you know, I don't feel like this, and, you know, he's really got a lot of karmic things headed his way, all right? That's one thing. And I don't really think she wants to be partnered up with him while he's going through all these karmic things. Like, I feel like he put out a boomerang of something, and there's, like, these things headed back at him. Like, you know, I normally, when spirit shows me things like that, it's like balancing out, you know, karma in your life.
Yeah.
Like, we do it lifetime after life, but this is not lifetime karma. This is like instant. So there's definitely a ripple effect of some things that he is setting into motion and has set into motion that is not going to give him very positive, you know, rollback. And with your daughter, though, that person I see, like, on the 21st, I feel like it's like a newness. I don't feel like it's somebody she already knows. And I feel like it's somebody that has a very different energy, very light. Like, their energy's lighter. Like, I would almost say that they do, like, the type of work, spiritual work. She's going to be very surprised at this new person coming into her life because they're more in an alignment with where she's going to be. And when I say in alignment with where she's going to be, they're a little bit more spiritually elevated, which is very interesting. Like, she's connected to you, Bonnie, but this person I feel like around the 21st is more of somebody that is more spiritually rounded. You got me? Like,
mm-hmm.
they understand energy, and they're a lot more balanced, where they're going to help teach her something about balancing out her energy. Very, very good. Yeah, they're nice. And I also feel like the other thing about this person, too, that's going to be coming into her life, like, they're going to challenge her with something. Like, you know how some people come into our lives and they challenge us to be better than what we are? Like, I feel like she's going to strive for a part of her life that she
until now has not really put a lot of steam behind. Like, they're going to shake up some part of her life that she put steam behind something. And I feel like it's connected to her spirituality. I really, really do. Like, I just
Yeah, she's very psychic, but she denies it. But, you know, she's going into medicine.
There it is. Yep. She needs to, even if she goes into medicine, she, like, this metaphysical part of her life needs to be more grounded in. Like, she and I feel like this person that she connects with is going to help her with that, challenge her in that way, where she goes, oh, my God, you know, and she'll better have an understanding, because I do feel like she's going to get into the medical, definitely the medical community, but she needs, because they're not sending her in a traditional way, she needs to have this next piece. Person is like a master of that energetically, and they will help her. Like, he's coming along at a time when she's really going to need that type of support. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're really going to help her to learn and to be, not only just learn it, but to feel confident about it and to use it in her life, because she doesn't. You're right. She runs from it, and she can't run anymore. And her and the only way spirit knows, the one way to get to her is to get through her through relationships. Like, man, they're going to send it through that. Yeah.
Well, it's not it's not like I don't hit her over the head with it, but
different. Yeah. Go ahead, Bonnie. It's different with you, man. She respects you and all of that, but it's like they won't send it via that way, because it's almost like you being, it definitely kicks in that parental, like, you know, knowing what's best for you, doing what's best. Mom says it's best, or she knows best. Like, it's got something to do with that. Like, she listens to you, she respects you, but she's at a time in her life where she doesn't always want to do what mom thinks is best, is what I'm hearing. But if it comes through this person, she's going to do what mom always thought was best. But it's coming via somebody else, and it's going to have a very different impact. So you're going to get what you want. She's just going to do it a very different way.
Yay! I got to tell you, she's a Scorpio. She's a double water. She's a Scorpio with the Cancer moon, a Libra rising, and she's got 6 planets in Scorpio. So you know So I got to tell you something. She's very sensuous, but very cautious, runs away from everything, but she's water runs deep, baby, and she has a lot. Since the day she was born, she's heard spirit. She just will not, you know. But anyway, I do have to ask you, do you think that she'll meet him, because she's going to New York the end of August, and by September 21st, she'll be in her externships. She'll meet him in the hospital, I would assume.
Ma'am.
Oh, good. All right,
good. It's not from her past. It's her new location. It's like the new place she's going into. Yeah. I bet you it's going to be a holistic doc. Like, it's somebody that has knowledge of holistic medicine. Like, they're not just, like, in traditional medicine. They're actually a very, very gifted when it comes to their spiritual gifts. You know what I mean? Like, they're very – and they know their gifts. So it's going to be good for her, because it's going to guide her through using that gift within her to bridge it with traditional medicine. Like, it's going to bridge both ends, but that's because this other person is bridged. You know what I mean? So it's going to help her, and it's going to challenge her to step into that. Like, oh, my God, now I see why it's important. It's like he's going to show her why it's important that you want to do this, and especially with what you're going into, because the medical community is changing so rapidly she needs to be on the, you know what I mean? She's going to have to be on the bridge part of it. But she's trying to plug herself into the traditional, and that's not going to work. She needs the other component. It's actually more important than the traditional, actually. So,
well, because she can do the traditional. She can do this medicine. They said that she would know what a patient needs before they even walk in the room.
That's intuitive. That's somebody that's in their gift that knows, like, they're plugged into not only their head in the logical end of sense, but they're plugged into their heart, and they know, like you said, what this person needs. It's like a energy practitioner. They can look at your body and scan you without even putting a finger on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she needs to bridge that, and it's going to make her more, you know what I mean, not only more in demand, but it's just going to make her around across the board a very powerful person when it comes to medicine. Very powerful.
And then the other thing is, well, one was me, but and I think I do you see what field she might be looking towards, or that's too far out?
No, actually, I feel like eventually she's going to be in pediatrics.
Oh, everybody says that, and she doesn't like kids.
See? Yeah, that's what. But see, you know what it is she hasn't made peace with this part of her inner child.
Oh, it's not like she doesn't like her, kids, but go ahead. Not
yeah,
that she doesn't like kids. I don't.
But let me tell you, it has to do with her making peace. I'm telling you what it is. She hasn't made peace with this part of her inner child. Like, sometimes when we're growing up, we don't know where. Like, some people have very tragic teenage years. She didn't have a tragic life. It's not that, but there's times
no
in your life where
she had no friends.
Yeah, what happened? Yeah,
she had no friends. I switched her school, and yeah, she even had a cheerleading, but they all hated her because she was too pretty and nobody talked to her, and so that's how she ended up staying with me. Yeah.
There it is. Okay. Yeah, healing like that inner child. So that's why she doesn't want to deal with children, because that's a very, man, that's embedded in her, that there's something there. And it's keeping her away from what her divine purpose is. Like, that's why it's a big healing part. That's why she doesn't like them, because once she heals this, and this person coming in her life will help her with that. Like, they're going to help her heal that part of her inner child so that she can embrace it. She needs to be with kids, I'm telling you. She has something to offer them. And I feel like pediatrics is a big, 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 big. And it's not just dealing with kids, but it's giving solutions to children that are suffering. Like, I just,
yeah.
She's going
she
to be
loves,
very
she's
big.
Not, yeah, she's not the one that doesn't say she loves kids, but she never babysat. She took care of Arthur.
Yep.
She didn't like it. And she said that, you know, she just couldn't see her doing pediatrics. Maybe she'll do like a pediatric surgery, maybe.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, she's going to wind up being with kids. Like, but she has to. It's like it just shows you where she's still healing. Like, we all have these pieces of us in our lives. You know, a lot of us have done more of this work than others, you know. Like, and I feel like the piece that she's still in the process of healing through is that part of her inner child that's keeping her from the metaphysical, is keeping her from her spiritual development. It's all in the process right now of being healed so she can step into that. And the last piece of it is going to be that relationship person that around the 21st that is going to come and help her with that to bridge the two things. Yeah, it's going to be good, Bonnie.
Okay, cool. All right, then. Okay, so I'm going to have a busy summer because, you know, I have Lauren. She takes her test in July 10th. Then July 10th, we're coming back up to the beach till the 19th. My son comes home. Yes, the 25th.
Yay.
And then I take, oh, my God, he's so cute. Then, and I miss him so much. And he's such a wild thing. But anyway, he's such a Sagittarius. But and he's very psychic too, and he denies it until he saw a ghost. And then I told you when he called, he was hysterical, but he saw it. And now he's a Sag with six signs in Scorpio. He's a Sag with a Taurus rising. Yeah, so they both came here together to learn something. Both are born exactly on the same day. 11/24, 10/24, exactly 7 years apart. Seven is my life number, and they're both gifted. So, but the thing is, they came for each other. And Lauren, I think she probably was married to him at one time. She doesn't leave him alone, and he keeps trying to shove her off, and he's a younger brother. But anyway, he's coming, and I'm taking them both back to New York in the middle of August because she'll find a place. I got to help her find a place, and he goes back. And then I'm free, but I want this business to rock. So you gave Susan a reading. How about me? I'm not bored. I just want to see when it's going to start, or if it's going to start, or where I am.
No. It's going to start, but things are not going to, you know, you. Okay, let's see here.
Go ahead for it, Leslie. Just tell me.
Soon as you were talking about that, you know, August, you know, again, listen, and it's definitely, I'm not surprised that I'm not getting something similar, but yours is a little different than Susan. But keep in mind the message I gave Susan. You know, Bonnie, there are people right now that are still being assembled that you're going to be touching their lives.
Yeah.
They're not ready for it. You don't want to give people too much than they're ready for. We're very high frequency beings on this planet right now, and there's so many people that haven't caught up to the, you know what I mean? They haven't caught up to this curve yet. So we're going to be bringing so much light and information to people via TV, which is where you're going to be. I think radio is going to be, I'm going to do a little bit of both, but I feel like radio is going to be a big thing for me too. But there's still people being assembled.
Yeah, definitely.
I see that. It's just that the problem is there's still so many people on the planet right now shifting and adjusting and really releasing, and they're starting out these new parts of their journey, and they're getting in place. But before that all gets into place, there's a cleanup that's going on right now. It's going on the planet. It's going on in individuals' lives. And so there's a few people trickling out that we touch on the radio every week. You know, there's a few people that are coming to us for private readings. Nothing like it's about to get booming, I'm telling you, but you just have to allow for this wave to come through. You know, I was talking to another friend of mine that does this work, and we were saying, you know, we were just talking about this yesterday, and she had wanted to form all these groups with light workers. Man, we can't form groups with all these light workers because so many of them are in the midst of releasing all of their gunk. You know what I mean? So one by one, we're all coming out of the dressing room, so to speak, from releasing all this stuff, or out of the bathroom.
We can say closet.
Yeah, I want to say out of the closet. Yeah, some of us are coming out of the closet. Some of us are coming out of the bathroom. You know what I mean? We're all
coming out of the closet.
Yeah, because out of the closet is when you've been holding that gift behind a bushel and you've not been letting it shine. Coming out of the bathroom is when you've been releasing toxins. You know what I mean? So you're all coming out of these doors and stepping in these new doors. But you're in place for the new threshold of people that are ready. So you're right now, because April and May and this summer are the most intense months of this year. October is another big one. But for right now, these are the most intense months on the planet. And there's so many people, more than not, releasing, and they're not ready. So you're ready. You're going to start catching people in this net around August. That means they're going to put you more in a higher light. Like August, things are going to start cooking, okay? That means things are going to start getting assembled so that you're in alignment for these people coming out of these doors, okay?
Yes.
They're not, there's still a lot that's still being adjusted with that. So don't rush this, because they're not, these people, there's so many people getting there, but they're not there quite yet. We're getting the ones that are ready. We're getting them. But in the capacity in which you're going to be putting out with your frequency, Bonnie, that's a high voltage. Let other people get there, because if you can't do it too soon, all right? And like I told Susan, this is not just about you. It's about other people, because you're there to help them. But you don't want the information, or you don't want all of this to be in vain and you put it in place and they're not ready, okay?
Absolutely.
So, That's what we're waiting on. That's why a lot of us, and in the meantime, we're forming these partnerships like me and you, you know, you and Susan, like Susan, other people, we're getting them in place, the light workers that are coming out the doors one by one, and we're like, okay, I'm ready. Like I came out of the closet. You know, that's how we met, because I was ready to now say, okay, I'm ready to share this message on radio, where before I was just doing, you know, readings in my town, or I was doing readings, you know, private readings, vice versa. Now they're like, okay, Leslie, more people need to hear this, that they're ready. Just like all these people that called and they're just like, oh my God, my life's been turned upside down. Now they're ready to hear it. You know what I mean? They're
Absolutely.
Far enough through it, you
Absolutely.
Know, so that they can get the message. So that's where you are. You're at the threshold waiting for people to come out of the bathroom, for people to come out of the closet.
Yes,
you're just waiting.
I'm ready.
And honestly,
yes, I am ready.
Yeah, and honestly, your big bulk of them will be coming out in August. August and September are the come-out months. So just hang in there. Don't judge this by, you know, because honestly, Bonnie, the universe is going to need you. So you're more of an asset than a liability, trust me, coming up. So
Thank you, because I'm ready, willing, and able, and I rock it. I need to get there. In fact, I wanted to tell you, I want to make a meeting. Like, we could all come here, because that wouldn't cost anybody anything.
Okay.
But I was thinking around September. We'll see what happens, but I know Susan's in for it. I know I got to get Brooke, get all the people on the radio, because I want, this is like
a
reunion.
I'm in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in it.
Oh, you wouldn't. I wouldn't leave you out. So September, somewhere in September, we're going to do a reunion. I'm going to try to get Kelly here. I'm trying to get Susan here.
Okay.
Their money situation should be better. And then I was thinking of also there's a place in New York. It's a haunted hotel. And I so bad want to go and film it with all of us in there.
Ooh, okay.
So I will, that's what I'm putting together right now.
Okay.
I want my team there. So, and then I want to do some YouTube and put it on YouTube. If it hasn't popped my career by then it's going to go YouTube first.
Oh, good. Okay, yes. Nice. But you will, I don't think you're going to even, you could do that step, but that's not going to be needed. You're like I said, you're an asset to this new movement, and it's just, you know, they got you in place for a reason. Like, people like you that can carry the frequency and put it on air is a very valuable asset to what's coming up. Let me share something with you. There are people, and I deal with people from this company, and you probably know, I don't even have to bring any names up, that are right now in L.A. doing a lot of this stuff. But let me tell you something. A lot of them are still grounded in their third-dimensional realities. There's still a lot of ego and materialism around what they're doing. Okay, a lot of that has to be cleared out before they step into this new frequency. Now, the thing about them out in L.A. is that on the evolution wheel, I call it a wheel because this is the best analogy, the best way that they give me this in symbology. You know, symbolically, they give it to me on a wheel. They're not where we are on the wheel, okay? They're not.
Right.
Now, are they a part of the bigger picture? Yes. Yeah, but the wheel has not turned completely where they have crossed over this, like, line, this divide line. We have. So we're kind of waiting. They're going to catch up with that, but they have to – done and been stripped of a lot of their third-dimensional frequency and also their ego. We've done a lot of that. So we're kind of waiting on that, too, because the wheel, you know, it's turning in the right synchronicity of time, and it's definitely moving quickly. So we're kind of, like, waiting for that to catch up, because once you put this out on air, they almost have to be caught up. So, you know, but a lot of them think that.
Right. But, you know, I've got
a lot of them. Yeah,
no,
you are.
But
I know you are because
you've
done the work.
Yeah, and the thing is that I have seen what's going on in Hollywood, and I have seen, and I'm just, I hate to say this because, you know, I'm a love and light girl, but it's not being done right. And what's going to happen is, and I see it's going to fail, and then they're going to look at me and say, we got to do something, and then bring me out. And so that's where I have always felt that's what was going to happen. And I felt that before even January of this year. So
it's true.
I know.
Because they don't have a clue.
No.
Yeah, they don't have a clue. Like, they're, it's all grounded in, like, ego. Like, it's just illusion. It's that third dimensional. They haven't evolved, half of them. And they think they have because, and it doesn't mean they're not helping people, but, you know, when people cross over into fourth and fifth dimension, you have to be able to bring in or either be a bridge for this higher information coming through. And they're not. They're so focused on other stuff that's not important in this business. And, you know, it's so commercially, and they make it so, you know, like the glamour and the glitz.
Mind, I don't mind the glamour and glitz, and I don't mind the money. It's, you have to be ethereal about it. It has to be shared. It has to be given. It has to be in love. It has to be bringing your light workers with you. It's not about what you can do, because that gets boring. It's about what everyone can do. And I think we all, I'm a big thing about money. I don't care. We all want it. We all need it. We're giving energy, but it's how you do it. And it's in love and light. That's not what I see. And I've known this for a long time. And that's why it's not going to work. Plus, you have to have the personality and you have to have the, you know, it's okay to think that you can give people readings, but it's another thing when you're on the TV and having to make it work.
Right.
And in love and light, and making it, you know, that you're going to help a lot of other people also. And that's what I don't see happening. And that's what I know. I told Susan this 6 months ago, that there was a show already developed and that it's going to fail, unfortunately.
Yep.
And that they're going to look and say, hey, these ones will fit in perfect. Let's give them a try. When that happens, it'll be like my spirit guide told me, it'll be cataclysmic. It'll be the end. The Alpha and Omega is there. Everything will be in place, the right people, the right things, the right attitude in fun, humor, and interest, and not just on yourself, but on everybody. And what spirit did tell me is anybody with me would be famous in their own right, meaning that, you know, if I'm featuring like Kelly, Kelly's not going to be with me forever, that she'll be on, I'll be there, she'll be part of my group every, you know, when I can feature her. But because she will be on the TV, everybody in that town and everybody where she is, the money will start rolling in because she'll have the respect that she always needed to. Ron Cole, same thing. I mean, he does see doctors and all that stuff, but he's never, you know, he should be really teaching in some metaphysical school. And, you know, things that will happen, you, I don't even have to mention, because you are like, you know, the minute you get on there, people are going to, you know, you're going to be famous celebrity. So the thing is that, you know, it's just a matter of getting me there. And once I can get there, it'll be all released.
Yeah, well, honey, let me tell you something. They already got your ticket bought. It's just we're waiting on all these other people to catch up, because once we come out the gate, man, it's full steam ahead. It's no turning back. And if people can't handle that voltage, man, it's going to fry them. So Spirit is giving them an opportunity so that they're not fried to catch up. But if they can't get on board, man, they're just going to be scooted to the side. And those that are ready, you know what I mean? Like, you only get a season for that. You know, you only get a certain amount of time before things are just going to switch over. And either you got it or you don't. Either you're plugged in or you're not. And that is what we're waiting on. So just be patient, Bonnie. It's coming, girl, because you're an asset to the universe.
Oh, I love you, and I love that you're an asset to not only everybody who talks to you besides yourself and me, but everybody that you talk to, you touch, you give of your heart, your soul. I mean, that's why I've got you. I mean, you fit in perfectly with us, because that's our mantra.
Yes, thank you, Bonnie. And the same, I'm so thankful that you have me on.
Oh,
thank you.
Are
I love you,
kidding?
Girl. Thank you.
I love you. I told Kelly, wait, you got to hear this, and then it's going to cut out on us soon. But I've got to tell you, Kelly, I called her this morning. I said, Kelly, she said, yeah. I said, I got to ask you something. I have a feeling that you're not, that I need to take this show. And that, and then I, because she loves being with you. And I said, I know I share, Leslie, that I have this feeling either your computer's not working or there's a reason that you're making this show work because you want to take Leslie and really it can't. And she goes, oh my God, Bonnie, I can't believe you're saying that. She said, my kids' teachers called and said that they have a school picnic, and I was not going to go because I wouldn't let you down. She said, but I was going to try to get my daughter to go. And I said, no need. I want Leslie. And so that's why you have.
Oh my! Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I knew it. I just knew it. I all night long, I kept thinking, I know I'm going to be with Leslie. I know I'm going to be with Leslie. She keeps saying.
And I talked to Kelly. Yeah, I talked to Kelly yesterday.
Yeah.
Because we were talking and we hadn't had a chance to talk. And I was like, oh my God. And so. Oh,
is that
my God. And she, yeah, that is, man. And she said, oh, my God. Yeah, she said, well, I'll see you tomorrow because we were talking and talking and talking. And finally, Kelly had to go because we hadn't caught up. You know, it's like, man. And so I finally, you know, I had told her about me doing the show, and I wanted to see if she could help me with the board. So she had told me that there was actually two. She definitely could help me. She said, but Leslie, you know, there's some stuff on YouTube about that with Law Talk Radio. And I went, really? And she said, yes. So, you know, she definitely told me about that, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you need to keep her in the loop there because she'll help your show. She'll do whatever she can. She'll help you with your chat room if you want to open it. She'll do anything because Kelly loves you. Kelly just wants anybody to like her. Kelly's energy.
I know. And
it's so sad because people do that Jethro took advantage of her terrible, and she's not gotten over it until I had her on my show, and now she's got the confidence back, but all she wants to do is have people love her. That's all Kelly wants, really, and respect
her. Well, I love her, honey. I do, and and she doesn't have to worry. I definitely understand that, you know, because I'm a little scarred up from the stuff I went through, too, you know what I mean?
Well,
so
honey,
I have to, recover from that.
We're going to get scar cream and give it to all of you guys.
Yeah, because you do, man, when you come out in the gate and you do this work and you're doing it from a place of truth and integrity, you hope everybody else is coming from that same place. And it's hard when you get some of the ones that have some of the biggest influence, you know, out there, or they're always plugged into everybody's stuff. You know, you worry because you're just like, man, you know, I want, you know what I mean? Like, that can scar you if you, you know, if that is just where you're getting that rejection from. You're just like, oh, my God, like, is this what I'm going to encounter? And then you have to build your confidence back up. You know, like I said, with me going through that stuff with the mother, that, you know, I'm not going to even get into all that. But I have
I want you to call me because I do want to get into it. I mean, and this is going to go, and then I've got to charge my phone. But if you can call me, like, later, I want to talk to you about it because, you see, I believe people run after you for a reason. And if they're good people, you've got to turn around and look and see why. You can't just keep running after someone when somebody's running after you. You've got to stop and you've got to look, hey, who's really giving me the attention? Who's really rocking my world? Because, see, I'm running all the time after someone that's not running after me, but there's somebody behind me that really wants my attention. So maybe I need to look and say, no, it's not always that it works, but maybe I need to look and say, hey, I deserve to be run after and loved. Maybe that's what I need to look at. And that's why I always tell people, and I would have told one of the callers, last caller, is this. What you're going to realize is this, that if you called this show, you knew that there was a problem. And the problem is that you haven't made him stand up to the plate yet. You're afraid that he's going to reject you and that you are going to have to let him go. But the more you don't ask, the more you can be okay with this until you're okay, and you're never going to be okay except Leslie gave you the way to be okay. So the thing is with you, you need to turn around and say, I deserve love. I want love. I don't want to chase it all the time. I want somebody to chase me so I can chase them back. And that's what you got to look at, Leslie. And it doesn't matter who it is, because I don't believe that anybody that loves you after a certain amount of time will put you through you constantly chasing them and them not giving you anything. That's not love. That's friendship.
Right.
But that's not love.
Right. So, and I, you know, definitely. It, you know, it's just been a big lesson, Bonnie, about stuff. And, you know, when I came back home, and this person, you know, again, somebody had planted the seed that this was a bad person and that they were not good for me and all this stuff. And I think they were just out to sabotage something.
Well, maybe,
you know, they were,
maybe their relationships are not good and they don't want to see anybody else happy with the one.
Yeah.
Not consciously, but subconsciously, if they're miserable, they want other people to be miserable.
Yep. And I, you know, and I just, it was like when I came back home, it was just like an aha moment. And this person called me like it was a holiday, and I'm just like, and a girlfriend of mine was here. She goes, why don't you answer that? And I thought, oh, my God. But when I was in Chicago, a friend of mine there mentioned it too. She said, you know, I think that I think you should look at it differently. And so me and this friend here, we have bridged the gap, and they just, they're head over heels for me. I mean, they've told and said things that feel good, that make me feel appreciated. And
Well, and you do know that, my thought was just coming right at me and then it stopped, but because that's spirit and then I can't remember. But you do know that even no matter how long it lasts, Leslie, whether it's a long-time relationship or a short-time relationship, that it has to be a two-way street. And you can't have a two-way street when you've got one person with somebody else and chasing that, and you're constantly giving them messages and wanting them to do things, and they're not. So you really got to give the person that's standing in your light a chance. As long as it's healthy, loving, and a nice relationship. And I think that's one of the lessons. Oh, did you hear the show? Because she wrote me, and I don't want to say it because it's on air, but Susan and I did a show on twin flames, how we don't believe in them. Actually, it's not that we don't believe in them. We don't think enough comes out. Yes.
Yeah,
and we did a show about that, and let me tell you, about 85% of the people said, thank God you said that, Bonnie and Susan. We're so sick of this twin flame stuff because
everybody is.
Yeah, and what we really are talking about are soulmates, and always, because
yep.
we're here to learn. We're not here to be ourselves. We're here to be
yep.
who we are and learn. We're not here to find ourselves.
Yep.
We already are whole.
Right.
That would assume that we don't come down
yep.
here whole. We come down here whole. We have a yin and a yang inside our body. We have male hormones
mm-hmm.
and female hormones. What we're looking for
yep.
are soulmates. To share with,
yep.
to learn from. We did that show this week. We just touched on it. And a lot of people, I had one person, which you probably know, say, well, they didn't really agree, but it was a great show. And we'll keep doing it because more people don't understand. They're hurting. They're hurting when they think, oh, well, someone has a twin flame and I don't. That's putting somebody above another person because there's very few people to come or even recognize their twin flames. So, you know, we
yep.
don't even like that term. That's not even a term that Susan
right.
and I use. We use soulmate, and that's what we came out with last week.
Oh, I love it. I
yes.
love it.
I mean, think
yes.
about it. Like, Susan and I milled this over, and we've read everything, and we're like, do you believe this? And she goes, no. And I said, neither do I. I don't believe God would put us down here, universe would put us down here half, looking for the other half.
Yep.
We are whole.
Yep.
Looking for an experience with our soulmates, with our soul friends, with our soul families, with our soul pets.
Yep.
We're not looking for ourselves to entertain ourselves. We are whole.
Right.
So that's what we were putting out on the airwaves this week.
Love it. Love,
yeah.
love it.
And I'm
and
so
it definitely
happy.
Ties in where I am. Yeah, it definitely ties in with where I am because I'm happy, Bonnie. And this person, you know, we're going to a wedding this weekend and there'll be some exes there, but I don't know. I'm excited.
Well, wait a minute. If you're at that wedding and I told you what you were going to be, well, actually, Susan said to me, is she a reverend? And I said, I don't think so, but I see her marrying people. So all I can say is if that wedding has a huppah or a big thing with the white flowers, you'll know that you're with the, you know, that they were showing you that this was going to come.
Yeah, that
so
archway with the flowers.
Yeah, so take a look, sweetheart, and see if this wedding has an archway with white flowers. Look at the person you're with and say, wow, you know, it doesn't matter how long we last. What it matters is that we learn and love each other for the time being.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, I am
absolutely.
So, honey, we're going to be cut off, and my phone is almost dying, but call me. You know, Leslie,
I know,
you
mine
always,
is too. Mine
you
is
need,
too, buddy.
You need to call me. We don't need to just do this on the show. You need to call me and talk, and you can call me anytime. I'm going to answer the phone if I'm not on a, you know, on a show.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. I will do that. I will do that, Bonnie. You enjoy the rest of your day. Again, thank you, girlfriend. We'll call.
You're
I'll
welcome.
Call you in
you
a couple of days.
Yeah, call
and
me.
We'll get
call,
me we'll catch up.
Yeah, because I want to hear about this relationship because you know I'm all about relationships. I won't give you any advice.
Yeah.
I just want to hear it. Girlfriend to girlfriend.
Yes, absolutely. I will, buddy. I will.
Well, I
and maybe
that.
There'll be more updates.
Yeah, I love that. All right, girlfriend, you call me and I love you
all
and
right.
thank you for rocking my show.
You're welcome, Bonnie. I love you too, girlfriend. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, honey.
Okay, bye.